Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
We're on with episode 15 of Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
All right, we're back. Yeah, after how many vacations?
One.
Just the one.
Yeah, and then we had a week, and then I think we were off for a week or two before that. It's been real inconsistent. Although better than Tuesday night game.
Since we haven't played that in like over a month.
Yes.
Oh. Well then.
Previously on Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles, the group ventured into Ba Sing Se, except for Po, who bowed out at the last minute, claiming another obligation. The party met Prince/King Wu, and the new head of the Dai Li, a robust earthbender named Gao. Gao invites the group to a formal concert. The latest Ba Sing Se sensation, Jade Flower and the Songbenders, will be holding a private concert for the prince and nobility. And after an uncomfortable family reunion for Dalun, the group awaits the concert.
I can bend sound and song.
You should join the band.
I'll make it silent.
I don't think that would make you very popular.
Maybe you'll make them very popular with the crotchety people that don't like modern music.
Like Dalun?
Yeah.
But make they wouldn't even popular. Be at the venue at that point.
Or people think it's some sort of, like, experimental music concert. Very.
The music is that there is no music.
Wasn't the music that one of Yoko Ono's CDs? It's just a long silence.
That sounds like something
she probably the most pleasing sounding thing Yoko Ono ever did.
Heyo. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, 2 minutes of silence. Yep. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia, list of silent musical compositions.
Doesn't it just stop being a musical composition when there's no music?
Meh.
It is not an original idea.
Nope.
Because here's one from 1897. Alphonse Allais, a French humorist, wrote the Funeral March for the Obsequies of a Deaf Man. It's 24 blank measures.
See, that's a little clever. And since that's apparently the first one, boom, props goes to him.
Yep.
Yes.
But I guess it's okay that Yoko Ono and Lennon used it, because it's in the public domain by now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people cashing in on that. And some of them are clever. A group called the Bloodhound Gang did a song called The 10 Coolest Things About New Jersey.
Very nice.
Yeah, but then there's a bunch of them that are just dumb.
Trying to be all arty.
Yes.
But whoops, it happened in 1897.
Someone called Milosh on the album Quiet Time with Milosh just did 42 minutes of silence.
Huh. Hmm.
Was this a recorded thing, or...?
Yeah, it's an album he put out.
Okay.
Yes, but did he just sit in a recording studio silently for 45 minutes or whatever?
Probably not. I wouldn't. And you're probably going to get some ambient noise that way. That's true. Bullshit. God, we got distracted real early. Although we still got distracted.
That's right. We,
What?
We said we were on. How did we get here?
because you were saying silent songs.
Concert.
And
we were talking about.
We're just doing a history of music lesson today.
Yeah.
So I don't actually remember where geographically we left off.
Were trying to initiate a time
shopping.
Skip. Yes, you went shopping. Yep. You were leaving Daloon's house, and you had a few days before the concert. And when I last left you, you guys said there was nothing you wanted to do before the concert. Yep. Does that hold true?
It holds true for me.
I don't think I have anything to do.
Can I slit my wrists and be emo?
If you want.
Okay.
Nah. Can you do that? Okay. Too much character for Daloon.
Not the right kind of character.
Maybe make him a physics professor. Ghost-proof his house.
Yeah.
Maybe hunt
some. That was a lot of character development. That was fantastic.
I can't believe I remembered something from a past campaign. I had a tweet the other day. Someone asked me, I hope you remember, what had you planned if Connor stayed with the Trumbulls instead of going to Elijah's bedside? Daniel Sturman asked me that.
Yeah, that guy asks us a lot of things.
I did not remember the character of Connor.
It was the character that was supposedly going to be possessed by Elijah's spirit and given the ability to do magic in his way.
Why do you remember that? I didn't remember Connor's existence. I could tell it was Inquisition of Blood from context.
Why don't you remember these things?
Because it's so disposable to me. That was 3 years ago.
We spent hundreds of campaigns. We had 52 episodes of it.
Yeah, and how many of those episodes had fucking Connor?
The very
last
few.
Six.
Yeah, six out of, what, like 40 or so? I don't know.
What, you don't remember characters that show up in the last six episodes of an anime?
No.
I don't remember nearly anything that happened in Inquisition of Blood.
Oh, okay. I was just pointing out that Zex Marquis spends most of Gundam Wing doing pretty much nothing, and then he shows up in the last six episodes in a badass Gundam.
Yeah, but he's in the first episode, too.
Wait, episode 18 is where the Epion is.
Yeah, episode and then it's probably
18 out of
52.
Okay,
he
I was gonna
in the first
so
third
concert?
Of the series, at least.
Daniel Sturman, direct all future questions to Tom. Because
he already follows me on Twitter.
Okay. He should ask you these questions, although he's listening to the podcast in chronological order, so he probably won't hear this for another 3 years. But
at which point I'll still remember
about this game. Yeah, and I won't remember anything that happened in this game.
Happens in this game?
Sometimes.
Like, I'm doing 2 to 3 games a week for years. I actually found an answer for him. Because I particularly cared that moment, I guess.
That's strange.
I know, right?
That's impressive.
So concert.
Yes. Yeah. You guys showing up to the concert, I presume.
Is it good?
Yeah. End of scene. Moving on.
Okay.
Where are we seated? Or standing. I don't know. What's the arrangement of this thing?
You approach the palace. The people basically checking at the door are Dai Li agents, although they are looking significantly less menacing than usual. They're friendly, making chit-chat with people, checking your names against the list. You guys are on there, admitted access, and basically it's very clear directions to the room where you've already been. The back of the room is set up with refreshments of all types, some of which you have already sampled. Then the midsection of the room, a rows of seats, and then obviously at the front, the band is setting up. You can see there's a standing microphone, for the lead singer. Let's see what else he's in this band. There's an upright bass, a drum set, and a trumpet. And there is... There's not enough people out here to fill the band, you see. There is a young man with shabby hair kind of tuning his bass. And then two young ladies look similar. They could be related. One of whom is setting up the drums, and then the other one is readying the trumpet.
I was worried for a moment about creepy twins.
They are not creepy twins.
Everyone is creepy twins!
You guys are shown two seats that are in the front of the room, though off to the side.
I guess I'll start tugging at the loon sleeve and asking what all the instruments are, because they're all different and new.
Well, that one's a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
That one, I think, is a contrabassoon.
I begin rolling my eyes.
How do you play a didgeridoo when whatever that's called.
They sound good. With air. Look, I'm not a musician.
I thought you knew everything.
God, no.
I'm sorry, have you listened to the others? According to them, I don't. And sometimes I agree with them.
That's something worth knowing a lot about.
Yes, I know a lot about airbending, especially when it comes to making sound. I don't know how these things do it. They probably vibrate.
Well, I point to the upright bass. That's a bass, and it makes noise by strumming the big strings on it.
Oh, yep, vibrates. They all just vibrate.
And do you see that hole in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what helps it make the noise.
Vibrations really different from the stuff over in the village.
I don't really know what your village's instruments would look like.
Well, there's one like strings like that one. And another one that's kind of like that one, except sideways and... I don't know what they're called.
Some airbenders learn how to play the Aeolian harp.
The what?
It's a harp that you play with wind.
Does Tenzin know how to do this?
No. I haven't seen him.
Well, it just seems strange. If he's the progenitor for all airbending teachings right now, how somebody could be able to get training in playing one of those things unless he knew how to do it?
Couldn't they just figure it out on their own with trial and error?
I was about to say that. People are capable of figuring things out for themselves.
In 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years is quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Become an expert in playing music.
Sure. Maybe they were musically inclined to begin with. I'm not.
So I'm going to start looking around for, fuck, what's her name?
Rume Lan?
Rume Lan!
Do you have any idea what she looks like?
No, but I assume
like
that
an Earth Kingdom female.
I was gonna say, I assume that because she's related to Prince Wu, she might sort of look like him, or be sitting near him, or have an entourage of people.
There's a lot of people who
have entourages of people
who have entourages and a noble bearing, and guess what? Have you know, black hair and similar features to Prince Wu. But yeah, there's an array of people here. Most of the women are accompanied by husbands or male escorts. There's women of all sizes.
Well, we're looking for a gentle little thing.
Okay. Yeah, there is a thin, petite little girl. Well, not really. Probably 20-something, early 20s. Hair in a long black braid. Impeccably dressed, surrounded by an entourage of, oh, you assume earthbenders. They're just guys in a house uniform. God, she has three of them with her.
They're just a lot of guys in suits.
Are there, like, any insignias or anything on the clothes?
Yes. The house crest is something. A winged serpent over a crescent moon. It's getting close to the actual start time of the concert, and you see the last two members of the band take the stage. There is a slender, let's say curvy before the term was ruined, woman who approaches the microphone. A very peculiar dress. It's very sparkly and spangly. It seems like it's made up of a connection of interconnected metal discs that just hangs down off of her. She has jet black hair just flowing freely over her shoulders. Big red lipstick lips, you know, done up eyelashes. The other person who takes the stage is kind of the opposite, in that he appears very simple black shirt and trousers, head shaved down to stubble, and just kind of a look of intense focus. He doesn't take an instrument, he just stands in the middle of the band, waiting.
Is he the singer?
He doesn't have a microphone like she does.
Oh. So he's the sound bender.
Yeah, he's probably the bender.
Huh. Only one sound bender.
Stare him down, Dalloon.
No. No. Is this an assassination? The scene is receiving a lot of detail.
And by that logic, it's an assassination?
Yeah.
Oh, player logic. Okay. You know, this is the kind of shit that causes DMs to describe doors in excruciating detail.
Yes.
The last person to enter is Prince Wu, accompanied by Mako and Gao.
It's an assassination. It's not an assassination!
Gao stays towards the back, while Mako and Wu take their seats front and center.
I'm gonna try to wave.
Gao?
No, at the prince and or king.
He waves enthusiastically back at you.
Yay!
Mako face palms.
That sounds like Mako.
And that sounds like Wu.
What I'm going for here. The lights dim. And the band starts to play. Starts off big and brassy, as is the style at the time. It's very traditional Earth Kingdom at first. The woman's voice is melodious. She is definitely a talented singer. But the true amazing thing comes when the man in the center, as you correctly guessed, is the bender, throws up his hands and motions as though he is conducting, but is instead bending the sound in indescribable ways, like a live remix of a brass band.
He's something, a DJ.
Something quite... unlike the world has ever seen.
Dylan, why aren't you as good as him?
I silence her.
After I say it, though.
Well, you can't say anything back again.
What's your airbender discipline rating?
Oh, 1,000,000.
Okay, just 1,000,000? All right.
It's 2, I believe.
Mine's currently 1.
Yeah.
I don't have enough to buy 2, apparently.
Watching this guy, I mean, work indescribable feats of music. I mean, not only is he more musically trained and talented than you, his capacity for sound bending is better than yours.
Oh my.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, just put me down some more, huh? Also, he's better looking, probably makes more money.
He also has a way hotter girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
Do you?
Yeah, you're just going to be like, oh, he's probably more interesting, too.
He probably is.
No.
Well, he's in band.
We're going to be like, hey, let's get rid of Dylan for this better guy.
Yeah.
Contemplating it.
No.
You won't stop complaining.
Mm. How many XP does it take to level my airbending?
20, I think.
20,
damn it. Okay, after this session, I'll be able to do it again. And then I'll airbend the shit out of this person.
Why?
Airbender feet, so there can only
Are you going to interrupt the concert?
No.
Boy, I really hope not.
It would be kind of funny if you did.
Angry at you if you did.
So you're not going to interrupt the concert?
No, I'm not going to interrupt the concert. I'm going to be polite and suffer through this humiliation.
Serious question, are people dancing?
No.
No.
They are sitting respectfully.
It's a concert.
Don't dance at a concert.
Even the kind of concerts you go to.
This is a hoity-toity Earth nobility concert.
Oh, yeah. Right.
This is a gala or whatever. With music attached. I don't know. This is a reception. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Or recital. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Point is about.
So, they play many songs, putting new spins on Earth Kingdom classics through live sound bending, a style of bending that was pretty much unheard of until Jade Flower and the Songbenders, you know, made it popular.
No, he just made sound bending.
Yeah.
He's I was going to say, nobody knows that Dylan also came up with it. This is kind of like that time when somebody else discovered the theory of gravity alongside Isaac Newton.
Yeah, Newton nobody gives a shit about that. So.
Yeah, and no one's heard of Leibniz. Everyone's all like, ooh, Newton did calculus.
Yeah. Was it? Oh, it was calculus alongside, instead of Newton. That's right.
Nobody gives a shit about Johann Kepler.
What, for his orbital mechanics?
Yeah. Well, he mathematically proved that the Earth revolves around the Sun.
Oh.
But as it turns out, having a telescope and being able to look at it, like Galileo, is much more impressive and accessible to the common person.
Isn't it sad?
So, yeah, they wrap up a song and there's a big standing ovation. The lead singer, who you...
Times, politely.
Who you have come to find out is the eponymous Jade Flowers. At least that is her stage name.
Mm-hmm.
Leans into the microphone, says, "I'd like to play one last song for you. And this one is dedicated to our new king, the shepherd of our future, King Wu." Band strikes up. And then things happen rather quickly.
Huh? No, it's an assassination.
I hate it when Kevin's right. The girl on the trumpet, like, she's just playing, and the trumpet faces Wu. The soundbender throws out his hand, and the trumpet just becomes this resonance cannon blasting out at Wu.
I try to silence it.
Simultaneously, Jade Flowers is grabbing a handful of metal discs off of her dress and just hurling them like shurikens at him.
I can't stop that.
Well, you could jump in front of it while stopping the sound.
Nope.
Hey, Nick.
This is your king, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
How much alcohol is being served at this party?
Oh, a shit ton.
Good.
Like 6 alcohols.
Yeah, but it's Earth Kingdom shit ton, so it's like 3 bottles of wine.
Yeah, seriously.
So,
So should we be rolling initiative?
Just a second. I am going to say that Daloon, because he is trained in this art, recognized the buildup of that blast a half second before anyone else. Yay. And so I invite him to try to negate it with a contested roll.
Yeah. Okay. I will wait until I can take Galoon's cue, like, because I'm not going to know what the fuck is happening.
I will put 7 energy into silencing that blast.
You will also put in 7 energy.
Oh, that bastard. He has to roll lower than I do.
What a cunt.
Yes. Well, I did roll well, though. 5 successes.
I mean, you do have Airbender in whatever the target number thing.
Yes.
Probably.
A visible blast of sound comes out of the trumpet. Daloon leaps from his seat, adopts his form, and just hurls it back in. At so hard that the trumpet just explodes into brass shards.
Exciting.
You did something badass!
Yeah, I got 10, 10, 9, 8,
8. Oh, okay.
I didn't even need 7s or 6s, which I would still get, because I have airbending too.
Oh yeah, well, I'm a techie.
Oh, and then I got a 2 and a 3.
Nice. All right.
Go, Daloon.
Yeah.
Yay.
Save the king.
Well, he's not going to be blasted by sound or shit, but he is going to have metal in him.
Well,
Mako throws himself in front of Wu and absorbs a barrage of metal discs into his chest.
No, the hot one.
Quite sharp.
I don't suppose there's any way I could intervene with this.
It is a surprise attack. I am welcoming you at this point to roll initiative.
All right.
That was D10 plus...
Plus your current energy.
D10 plus your speed modifier, right?
Energy.
Energy.
Current energy.
Current energy. Well, we're all quite roll rested.
Ow!
Current energy.
I did okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, so yeah, we are roll rested.
I got a replenishment roll. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you succeeded at something.
I did. Awesome. Okay, I got 5 back.
Yay! That's most of it.
Yes, that is most of it. Okay, excellent. That improves my initiative. By 5.
Oh, fuck. That's bad.
Yes.
Did you roll a 1?
I rolled a 2.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be 1 worse.
Hmm.
makes me sad that there was nothing I could do about those, what do you call them, skisks.
Well, maybe if you knew healing waterbending, there
yeah,
is
no,
something.
Fuck that. That's for pussies. Katara.
Or for women like you.
Nah.
That's what the Northern Water Tribe seem to think.
Nah.
At least, yeah, like, 100 or whatever years ago.
They had a bunch of episodes about it.
About how shittily women are treated in the Northern Water Tribe?
Yay, sexism, yes.
Yeah.
Zahar?
I got 17.
Ooh, nice.
That's a bunch.
It is.
Well, 10 energy, so...
Yeah, I have 10 energy.
A lot to that.
And then I rolled a 7.
Sekfa?
I have 15.
Daloon?
11.
Oh.
Nice 1 you rolled there.
No, I rolled a 3.
Oh, yeah,
did
you did
shit. Back?
Yeah.
You exploded a trumpet.
Yes.
You exploded
see,
a trumpet. Well played.
I may be behind, but I'm already ahead.
Soma.
12.
12?
Yeah, I rolled a 2. But I was at full energy, unlike somebody who saved the prince.
I'm sorry.
I just go off and be a
hero
for
once. Well, like, save Mako.
Yeah,
the hot
so.
From air and sharp metal.
Oh yeah, he did take that bullet like it was for JFK. Good job,
well,
Mako.
He's the king. And he is his personal bodyguard person.
Oh yes, I am slippery combatant now, so it's harder to hit me.
Welcome to my world. Isn't it great?
Oh. Okay. What does that do?
It gives me poise.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a prowler way of getting poise.
Oh, okay.
Gao rushes in with a speed that you would not expect from a man of his robust figure.
Hmm.
He falls into a horse stance and entombs Mako and Wu in the earthen floor.
What?
Yes, now they can't escape.
And then crushes the... No.
Okay.
No, I'm assuming he's trying to protect him from more sharp metal dicks.
But are we assuming incorrectly?
Well,
no. Well, he still has, like, another move, so maybe he'll do something else that will indicate what he's trying to do.
You don't know what he's trying to do. He falls just into a ready stance. But he doesn't make any more moves against anyone. Zahar.
The priority here seems to be to...
I'm going
to
move toward the lead singer, and I'll be, I guess, like, pulling out my gloves from my bag.
Oh, okay. Metal conducts electricity.
And I will try to, I guess, knock her down and, like... touch her with my gloves.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Build action, then attack action?
Yeah, okay. Give it to me in some game terms.
Oh, now I have to open the document.
So,
remember how to play.
Yeah, if you want to knock her down, it sounds like you're looking for a build up, and then if you want to attack her, it
no,
sounds
no,
like...
No, knock... If it's knocking down, it might be under throw.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah, there's an actual, like, knockdown action where it's basically using your attacks to deal energy damage. But also, cinematically knocking down could go well with a build-up action. And you are aware that metal armor plus your shock gauntlets are very bad for that person.
True.
It was the downfall of the Republic City metal benders at an event you might have been.
All right, combat. Combat turn.
All she really has to do is put on a gas mask and turn, like, grab one of those electric tonfas. And then make everyone around her very nervous.
Oh, baby foxes, I just looked at that now.
I guess I was just doing it more for flavor than actually knocking her down.
Okay, so you're going for a straight attack.
Yeah, it's just going to basically, move into attacker.
Okay, go for
it. I'm going to go with, 5 energy. That sounds like an amount of energy.
It does sound like an amount of energy.
That's 2.
It's more successes than her by 1.
Alright, and then my shock gloves do something, don't they?
Yes, your shock gloves deal 1 energy or 1 energy damage and 1 regular damage. If the margin of success is greater than the target's current energy, then they're rendered helpless.
Also, she's wearing metal.
Yes, which means that those successes count double.
Okay. Yeah, so I do that. I electrify her.
Current energy.
And then, since I succeeded, I will replenish. Or does that not work?
End of your turn, you replenish.
Okay, well, my shock gloves take 2 action, and then I moved, so.
Okay.
That seems like a full turn.
Works for me.
Oh, maybe I go in a defensive form.
Okay, that's another thing you can do. Mm. Sekfa.
I would like to be the leaf for my first action.
Okay.
Are any of the other band members doing anything, or is it just the 3?
They don't seem surprised by what's happening. But if they have weapons or something, they're not... They haven't drawn them yet.
How is the trumpet person right now?
Pretty badly hurt, actually.
Face full of exploding
blast
trumpet.
Brass shards into the face will do that.
And probably throat and chest.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, she's not looking good or happy, and the one you assumed might be related seems very concerned about this.
So probably low health, and then I don't know about energy. I think I'm gonna try to rush the soundbender person.
Okay.
And try to knock him down.
Okay.
I guess go in close and then try to throw him up and over. So I guess I want to put about 5 energy to augmenting damage and then the rest to actually knock down, probably. We'll see.
Okay,
See, each success adds damage, unique attack, damage.
Yeah, you can roll your augmented damage.
Just straight d10s?
What are you doing to augment your damage?
Well, I would like to, get in close since I'm small and, be able to get up in there.
Yeah. So I'd say you could use
your... I don't know
your,
what that would be under.
Your poise modifier, certainly to slip in under his guard.
Okay.
Speaking of his guard, he is spiraling much less than you would expect from an airbender. Huh. In fact, from his technique, he doesn't seem to be trained as an airbender at all. At least not in the traditional teachings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's a Zaheer.
No, Zaheer trained by reading airbender. Crap.
But he also didn't fight like an airbender in a lot of ways. He picked and chose stuff he liked from them.
Yeah.
But the creator said that his fighting style was basically based off MMA, and their thought was that he was that kind of fighter before he got bending. and then he just incorporated some airbending into that.
Yeah. Yes, but like he did learn airbending shit from the shit all over the temple he was imprisoned in for years.
Okay. So I have two on my build up, and then so throwing knockdown strike uses throw versus passive defense. Okay.
Yes.
Throw. I don't think I have. No, I do not. Okay. So I'm doing. Okay, so including the build-up, I have a total of 3 energy damage coming forward.
Okay, yeah, if you can hit him.
Hmm. And I have 1 success from that throw.
Yeah, you go up and try to... Are you trying to physically throw him or, like, air throw him?
Air throw him.
Yeah, you go up and... launch your air blast at him, and he sort of counters. There's a heavy boom, and it just disrupts this gust. Just dissipates. I mean, you can certainly see air blowing up against him, but it's not enough to lift him off the ground or unbalance him.
Hmm. Hi. So, turnover, recover energy, roll to 5, get back 6, okay, done.
Soma.
I'm gonna yell to Gao. Gao, what are you doing?
My job!
Killing the prince!
Good to know. All right, that's so let's reassess the situation. How's Disc Chick?
I did damage to her.
Yeah, she's a little singed, but not nearly out of the fight.
All right. So, let's see. I had an idea for what I was going to do, but I think I have a better idea now. So. I'm going to take the alcohol, like, from each of the people's drinks on the table and just suddenly start throwing shards of it, like, freezing it and then throwing shards of it at the Disc Chick.
Okay.
But you can't freeze alcohol.
It has a lower freezing point than traditional water, but you can still freeze it. And I also can phase change, so yeah.
Also, he's magic.
Yep.
She's so magic.
Magic!
Did we forget about magic? Yeah, just start, like,
I don't have magic!
So you would be more familiar with the lower freezing point. Since you learned your phase change with alcohol.
Yeah. But I'm just gonna take everybody's drinks and just start, like, throwing shards of ice, like, continuously at her.
Hey! Who's drinking that?
My wine!
Everybody's just like, wait a second, no! No!
They just start chasing, like, the ice spike of wine, trying to drink it.
We'll have the rest of my martini.
Already drunk.
All right, so that brings up the question, am I in an abundant source of water because of all the shitload of
yes.
What do you call it? Things I have. Okay, so
yes,
that means
you
I
are.
Get free energy?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to do 2 attacks at her, each with 4 energy, which means 5 energy each.
Okay.
So my first attack, and my target number is 8, right? Or is it 7 because I have a waterbending discipline of 1?
It's, yeah, your waterbending thing applies. As long as you have attack as a waterbender descriptor.
My first attack is completely useless.
No successes?
0.
Okay.
Just bounce right off of her dress.
Yeah.
My second one, on the other hand, has 3 successes.
That hits her hard.
Yeah, I told you she's wearing a metal dress, and then you're like, oh, I better
go
around the dress.
Let me, it's like, let me turn up the heat a little bit. Boom!
Yeah, you strike her in one of the places where she has stripped her discs to use as a weapon. and the icicle sticks into her leg. Ugh, you bitch!
Now, she apparently doesn't like being stabbed, but is okay with some singeing.
Maybe she's into that sort of thing. Seems like the weird type. Combat banter, I just sort of fall into, and for my third action, I'm going to fall into my drunken boost, into my, drunken stance alongside Zahar.
Okay. Vega.
What was that?
He's the sound bender. His name is Vega.
The better sound bender?
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah.
Better bender.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't bother. The
sheet I'm looking at says he's better.
Aww. Oh,
okay.
Can I see that sheet?
Nice.
There you go. Fine.
Oh yeah, he's better.
Aww.
I'm at 9 energy.
Yeah, way better airbender than you, Kevin.
Hmm.
He cups his hands around his mouth and just whoa.
And we turn to his side.
Yes.
That's
a deep cut reference right there. and he is sending a blast of sound at the little safety tomb that Gao made.
Age of Empires?
Yes. That is the sound that the priests make to convert units. I thought I could get away with it.
Nope.
Yeah, never underestimate how big of a nerd Kevin is.
Correct.
He's a pretty big nerd.
Darn right. Well, I'm actually rather small.
No, I'm saying, well, your nerdness is big.
Correct. Yes, and that little earth tomb that Gao made smashes into splinters from just, like, pure... It vibrates and then explodes.
Oh.
To dust.
Hey, Daloon, why can't you sound bad like that?
I've never wanted to get into the destructive part.
It's pretty sweet.
No, it isn't. It's barbaric.
Who has attacked him? Sekhfah has attacked him.
Yes, for 3 energy damage.
Yes. He's going to return the favor.
Ah.
He just kind of leans down and he looks at you very dismissively. And you notice he hasn't said a word during the entire concert or fight.
Huh.
And he just leans down, puts his fingers in his lips, and lets out an ear-splitting whistle.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to put a stop to that shit.
Versus passive voice, I'm guessing?
Yeah, don't bother. Okay. It's annoying, certainly.
Okay.
It's like, hey, ah! It's like nails on chalkboard.
Stop
right?
That!
Yeah, we hear the downstairs neighbors just thump his broom up to the ceiling.
Huh.
Hmm.
And he gets a lot of energy back.
Uh-oh.
Which is good, because Daloon's up.
Okay. I want to be a leaf.
Okay.
And then I want to use all my energy to encapsulate Vega, or whatever the fuck, in a little bubble of silence. So he can't do any of his dumb shit. That's stupid.
Okay. That sounds like that would be an opposed sound bending.
Controlling the air around him, yeah.
You're trying to encase him in a bubble of silence, and he is trying to not be that.
Yes. I'm putting all my energy into this. All 8.
Okay. He's not that impressed with you. He's only going to put in 5. And you got 4.
Well, I got 5, so ha. Screw him and not being impressed with me.
Yeah.
Dick.
His technique is, it's like a conductor. It's all arms all over the place. Or like somebody playing a theremin. Just subtle manipulations of the hands and fingers at different heights and distances.
Huh.
But you do encase him in silence. He looks up at you and gives you a little smile.
Uh-oh,
he wants the D.
Okay, then I will approach him.
In your bubble of silence, or is that just localized to him?
That's pretty localized to him.
Okay.
No more wo-lo-lo-ing, or making whistling noises. He could probably still make sound outside of it, though. We'll see. But yes, I want to start approaching him. And then that's my turn.
And then he makes out.
Yep. Okay. I get 5 energies back.
What is that she can use? Jade carefully takes out 3 discs in one hand, takes a moment to line up her shot, and flings them out at Wu. Oof.
Wu's dead.
Oh.
Wu down.
Yeah.
Wu down.
Mako has basically, he's got his body over Wu trying to protect him. But the discs land in 3 different little gaps.
Oof.
Right under the armpit, you know.
Underneath the little visor in the helmet.
Yeah.
Crotch.
So at this point, pretty much everybody but you guys has
fled.
Like, all the nobles and staff have run out. Gao, not really sure what he's doing at first. He spins around and with 2 quick chops, like, cuts the wall around the door of this room.
Huh.
And it goes up into a wedge shape that, like, it hits a point where he is standing with Mako and Wu. Not immediately clear on what the point is.
And then he crushes them.
Grits his teeth. Throws his arms up like he's about to just bear hug some great beast. And you hear the walls of the room trembling.
Oh. Well, someone doesn't hear the walls of the room trembling. That someone's a jackass.
So he's bringing the house down, isn't he?
The room rips free from its moorings in the palace and starts hurtling back. Except
like
for
the desk,
the wedge shape where he is standing, and Mako and Wu with him at that point. He has disconnected the entire section that you and the would-be assassins are standing in. And is launching it back across the grounds.
Ah.
Why couldn't you have done the opposite?
Yes, like, I don't understand why he didn't take a bit of the land with him and Mako and Wu and move that. It seems like it would be easier.
This is a masterfully just display of earthbending in terms of raw power is staggering. Like, in game terms, you would expect that somewhere in a discipline rating of at least 4.
Oh, wow.
There might be a reason this fat guy's head of the daily.
So what are we gonna do?
Is it because he likes to move rocks?
Yeah. Try to keep our balance?
So you're hurtling through the air.
Who's up first?
Zahar.
Okay, so what is happening to me personally while I'm being hurled?
So, you're still standing on a floor. It's a little unstable, like being on a rocking ship.
So would my defensive stance, like, give me better balance on that, or...?
No, you don't need to roll anything to balance. You guys are all, like, trained combatants. You at least know how to keep your feet in a situation like this. Now, if it crashes hard into something, there's probably going to be poise rolls, but... For now, it's only a little bit above the ground and flying outwards.
Am I able to see where we are flying toward at all? Or is it just the wall in the way, or is
There's just a wall.
Okay.
I mean, there are windows, but they've been curtained up. Because they don't want the weird backlighting on them. Yeah. No commoners get to see the concert. But yes, if you look backwards, you can see the palace moving away from you.
Okay, and how fast are we moving?
God damn, I don't know.
Like, I'm wondering if I'd be able to tuck and roll.
Just kind of do a duck and cover here.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, leap off of this tuck and roll, you know.
If you're not super good, it'll probably be a rough landing, but that is an option.
Okay. Would poise help me with it?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be a poise roll.
So that would be like... So 8 and higher is a normal success, and then 7 if you have 1 in...
Well, it's tied to your discipline rating. So what's your discipline on whatever you have poise in?
Prowler 1.
Okay, like... yeah. So you're looking for 7s.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say the higher successes you take, the less damage you'll take on this landing.
Okay. Tuck and roll. Oops! Should I re-roll that floor knot?
Oh boy. That's what I do.
Alright. It was an 8 again, so I guess it works too.
How'd you do?
2 successes.
Yeah, as soon as this thing starts rolling, you jump and tuck and roll. You hit the ground a little hard, like take a damage and an energy loss.
Okay.
But you roll and hit the dirt that was apparently like under the foundation of this room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sekfa.
And that was a success, so I can roll or reply. Yeah. Or it's the end of my turn.
I'm assuming it's the end of your turn.
Wow, I got everything back, and then some.
Literally bailed out.
I don't want to be on that when it hits something.
How fancied up did Zahar and Soma dress me up?
I would say that you are wearing an adorable billowing dress.
Do I have my suit under me? Would I be able to have my suit under that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's like a skin-tight suit. So if the dress covers, like... If the dress comes up and covers your arms and sleeves, it'd be fine. Like a sleeveless dress, it would be weird, because...
True.
You'd have
I figure you probably would have insisted on wanting to wear your suit, so I probably would have found you a number that does that. Like, covers your shoulders and sleeves.
Because
I want to wear my suit. Like, oh my god, you don't have to wear it all the time.
But I do! It's
what we actually did is we just covered the suit in flowers.
okay. So, First, I would like to whistle for Moy on her whistle.
Okay.
And since I am able to use my suit, start gliding out of the way.
You're going to have to destroy your dress.
Yeah, oh well. I'm going to be real sad about it, but...
I ruined my dress, so... Probably got a few holes and covered in dirt right now.
Okay, I'm okay with falling by example.
Yeah. You tear off enough of your dress that you can bust out your glider wings. I'd say you don't even have to make a roll. Like you can.
Oh, how much damage did I take again?
One.
One, okay. I forgot to take that. I took the energy drain. But...
You can just jump out and catch the wind.
Yeah, I'm like me, the commoner, who can't bend air.
Can't bend anything.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I can bend bendy straws. The bendy straw I invented.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I've come up with I've invented bendy straws.
Okay. You need to get one person to agree to that, and then it becomes canon.
Come on, someone agree with me.
No.
Yes.
Okay, Kevin agreed. It's canon.
And how's everyone else looking? The people who haven't moved to jump out like Zahar has.
I ain't gonna be on that when it hits.
Not bad. I don't think they've taken any damage. Like the other musicians are not doing well, but Vega and Jade, and they've taken some bumps.
Jade, I did double damage to her.
Yeah, that's like. Can I finish talking?
No.
I was saying they've taken some lumps, but they're not anywhere near ready to quit. But yeah, you guys haven't really been hurt because they've focused all their energies on trying to kill Wu. Mm. Or Mako. And Wu by proxy.
Yeah, they were really after Mako. It wasn't after Wu.
He's just going to keep jumping in front of the bullet.
Which is just exactly what they expected.
Hmm.
Don't worry, I wouldn't jump in front of a bullet for you.
Okay.
Or any of you.
Because I'm considering an enhanced maneuver to pass to one of the party members who might need help getting out of this.
I think it would have been me or Soma that might need help because we can't airbend, but yeah. I've already gone.
Yeah, I know. I guess...
I have a cunning plan.
I just tuck and roll, you know. Keep
I was
your,
just gonna, yeah. I was just gonna
keep
Iceman the way out.
Inside.
I wonder if you have enough to Iceman the way out.
There's a lot of booze here.
I'll save my energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Also known as fuck you, Soma.
Soma!
Replenish, I think that brings me up to 10. That's nice.
Escape from this somehow. Yeah, I was going to Iceman my way out.
Okay.
So how high in the air are we?
You're only a couple feet in the air. You're just moving fast.
Hmm. I am going to take the ice shards that I threw at that chick, form them into an ice sled underneath myself, and then just kind of start to, like, run away from the direction that the floor is flying in, and slide on the ice sled down to hopefully cancel the inertia of the incredibly quick movement.
Okay. Yeah, make me just a waterbending roll, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, that'll be easy. And I'm going to put, because my survival depends upon this, I'm going to put about 6 energy into it.
Okay.
I'm going to get 2 successes.
2 successes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Zahar, you slide out and you hit the ground, and it's a bumpy landing, but ultimately safe. You do take 1 damage and 1 energy loss.
Whoa. How long say that guy should be fired?
He has a weird way of doing things.
So I won't. Well, I'm up to 6 energy. Ugh. And I took 1 damage, so I'm down to 9 health. And, I'm up and safe. And then I'm going to turn around and just see where that thing is sailing off to.
I think I'm like kind of trying to follow it on my glider while this is all happening.
It's on a downward arc. You think one of the bottom corners is going to clip with the ground soon. And then it's probably going to start rolling.
That's why I abandoned ship.
Yeah. Man, it hasn't been my turn yet.
And Daloon dies.
Goodbye, everyone.
Daloon's gonna be
time
fine.
To take a nap.
But your parents will be proud because it was in defense of the king.
Yes.
True. Very true.
Daloon, you're gonna be fine. Just jump off the goddamn thing. Fly. You can fly, right?
It has to be my turn yet.
No, because Vega goes first.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
and he just somehow uses sound to, like, glue Daloon to the rock.
That doesn't even... What? Does he shout molecules while doing it?
Molecules!
No, what the fuck is it? He just shouts neutrinos?
Yeah, the neutrinos are mutating.
Yes.
They're then, hacking the Gibson.
Like, 2012 will happen.
Those are adorable.
It's a tough one. He's gonna spend a moxie.
Uh oh.
He gets a moxie.
Yeah, he's a named character. Of course he does.
He's gonna spend a moxie to mutate the neutrinos.
I wonder where he's spending it on.
He's gonna hack the Gibson.
For starters, he's gonna try to bust out of this no sound bubble he's in. You got 5 successes on that, right?
Correct.
Okay. He throws out his arms and in a burst of dissonance, sound blasts through.
Damn it. What an ass.
He's just better at this than you.
Shut up.
That was no small effort for him. You can tell.
I silenced Georgie, the player.
He is drained. He looks at you and he says, "Come with me.
If you want to live."
I mean, I was going to ask you, you know, about the whole sound bending thing after the show, but now, no. 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 Trying to kill the prince. No.
King.
King.
Trying to kill the pring. No.
It is more complicated than that.
I'm sure it is, but no.
Pity.
Aren't you guys going over to democracy? Why couldn't you run a campaign? Other than murder.
Moving room.
I don't know what you have for energy.
I've
but
got
he's gonna
five.
Try to... Oh. Then he is going to pointlessly try to paralyze you with sound.
Told you he's gonna try to glue you there with sound.
Asshole.
It's not gluing him there, it's just
that's my technique.
A sound so debilitating that it
yeah, he like passes out or something.
Right. Yeah, it's like
you ever heard the most
annoying
sound in the world?
Nope.
Instead he just hits the one that makes Kevin shat himself.
Yeah, he hits the brown. Yeah, there's a real annoying sound right next to your ear.
Well, that's annoying.
Listeners are going to love
it. Do that. I win?
Sure.
Yes.
You win being obnoxious.
Yay!
going to have my volume turned pretty high.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about that.
Daloon?
That's a pretty annoying sound, yes.
It is.
I don't think I'm gonna click that.
For like 3 seconds.
Yes, I didn't listen to it at all. Let me see.
It's every Nickelback song played at once.
Huh.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Kevin, what are you doing?
I'm going to, bail. Not B-A-I-L, B-A-A-L. I'm going to turn into the Lord of Destruction.
Oh.
Huh.
So how much energy does that take?
I think it takes 11 energy.
I'm going to say more than you have. But Vega can do it.
Damn it! No! What an ass!
He's just better at it than you.
I'll go do my regular airbending thing that apparently Vega doesn't do. Just staring at him the entire time, daintily hop off and float myself down to safety.
Okay.
I'm making a real show of it.
Of being dainty and like a leaf?
Yes.
Aren't you a pretty little lady?
Yep. I'm a princess. I'm a princess.
Do you want to be Wu's princess?
No, I was voted princess, okay? In a barely legal election.
Yeah. So you guys have a nice outsider view when the far corner of this flying room clips with the ground, rolls a couple times, crashes into the grounds, and collapses on itself.
Okay, I will go to investigate the ruins.
You think the Avatar knows how to do that?
I'm sure she knows how. I'm not sure she can.
Yeah, the how isn't complicated.
The how is you bend Earth.
Like, it's just moving a really big chunk of Earth.
Pick up room, throw room. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Not much technique involved.
Yes, just having the strength.
To pick up room and throw room.
I'd take a quick sip of all of that shit that I bent into ice, and then take off after Zahar.
Do you just mix it all together?
Sure, why not?
It's like, blood.
It's like alcohol swamp soda.
Yeah.
There's alcohol, there's spit, there's blood.
Ugh, sucks.
So yes, I will go look aftermath of the...
Okay. It takes you guys a little while to clear the distance that this room was thrown.
Even if I'm flying after it?
I would like for you to make me a passive notice check.
Passive.
Or you can make it that. Actually, just use your full bonus.
Bonus?
It doesn't expend the energy. Just roll all your energy without expending it.
Oh, okay. Oh, good thing I'm full up. All my energy. 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10. Okay. 1, 2, 3. That would be... For notice, right?
Yes.
I don't think I have anything for notice yet. No, I don't. Okay. So, that's just one then.
Man, I like nines today. I got 5 of them.
Are we all doing this, or?
No, just her.
Oh, just her?
Because she is the one who actually kept up with it, unless you were also following on your glider.
No, I'm not actually following. I was the last to jump out, though.
Yeah, make me a half notice.
Okay, half notice, I can do that. Wow, that's 3. Okay. This time it was a love of 8s.
Well, you notice more than I do.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just too far.
In fact, you notice Jade is slipping out from the wreckage. She has discarded her throwing disc dress. Underneath there's just like a black bodysuit. It just pretty much just covers like a one-piece bikini area. And she is slithering across the ground trying to discreetly get out from this mountain of wreckage.
Is she a snake?
No. It's poetic language, motherfucker.
She could have just been a snake. Okay.
She's a two-headed snake that's drinking water. I would like to chase.
Yes, I'm going to point, yell, and then attempt to incapacitate her with noise.
Because you just learned how to do that from this dude?
Or what?
Just
no.
Realized it was a thing that could be done?
What? No, I already did it on the train.
Oh, that's right, you did.
You just keep copying Vega, huh?
First you sound bend, then you do the whole sound takedown thing that you did like 3-4 sessions ago.
Yeah, after you learned it from Vega.
Yes.
No, I just thought it would be kind of cool if, like, you observed somebody else doing it and was like, I can do this!
Roll it.
Try to make you seem cool.
Okay, I'm going to put 9 energy. I want one left for luck.
Okay.
I didn't actually expend energy last round, but I still got a roll, which was 8. Okay. Okay, not as good as some of my other rolls today, but it's not saying I've been rolling well today. 5.
She covers her ears, curls up, and just kind of writhes. Still not a snake.
Does she hiss?
No.
I throw salt on her.
That's a slug.
That's slug.
Okay, I shall run over.
As I'm circling above the wreckage, can I try to sense Essence and see if I get anything?
It's curious.
I have a power. I might as well try to use it.
Sense power levels.
I don't know if that covers people, because I don't know how much spirit energy people carry in this world, but...
Yes, why don't you... Let me read the ability again. Remind my... Wow, it is very vague. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't...
Okay, I can make me an attuned to the spirits roll.
Attuned to the spirits? Oh, okay. Huh.
I'm gonna say... Difficulty 2.
Difficulty 2. How much energy to put in? I'll put 5 in. So, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, and I do get 2.
Okay.
Just enough.
Assuming that since you're an airbender, you basically sense the breath as your spirit medium. Okay. And you can feel the shallow essence of 3 unconscious people. And they definitely have a little bit of a dark, chaotic energy. It's not that evil and not that powerful.
Uh-huh.
And then there is a 4th energy that is very strong and neutral. Like, shockingly neutral.
Huh. Oh my. And I'm guessing that corresponds with the band people and then...
Yes.
Airbender. How does the singer feel?
A weak energy. She's not a bender. You can tell that from her energy. Mm-hmm. But corrupt. Definitely a dark energy to her.
Wait a second. The singer's not a bender?
No.
Wasn't she the one wearing the metal dress?
Yes.
Yeah, she could be a ninja.
she physically grabbed them and threw them with her hands.
For some reason, I thought that she was metal bending them.
Nope.
She could have been. She just
physically grabbed them.
Physically throwing them.
Like, I'm the only one who knows this information.
Yeah. She was throwing them with her hands, though.
Well, I mean, I'm probably pretty sure she's not a metal bender because I saw her throwing metal with her
hands. It's just bender privilege. They just assume everybody's a bender like them.
Yep.
As you are sensing their energy, you hear basically a drum beat, like... And chunks of rubble start blasting up from the wreckage. As the soundbender uncovers himself, just pounding on a drum.
And he's a way better soundbender.
You know you can stop that now.
I'd stop that if you proved you were way better than him.
I did things. Like, tonight is regressing to the mean night for me.
Gao is running out towards this group.
I think I'm gonna land next to that guy.
He stops playing when he's uncovered. You were able to settle down next to him. He is very tall, like 6'4", 6'5". Not particularly athletic or muscular. And an average build, he looks down at you with his just shaved stubble head. Just kind of looks down, very unsure of what you're going to do.
I'm going to look up and ask, why is someone like you trying to kill the king?
It's complicated.
You got paid.
I'm gonna look back expectantly, waiting for that story.
We all have to compromise somewhere.
I'm assuming it's just the big old puppy eyes right back.
Are you just gonna keep staring at me?
Well, I want to know why.
Does the why matter?
Yes.
You've obviously caught me. I guess I could fight you. Don't really want to.
Well, I don't want to fight you either.
You could just let me go then.
But you still haven't told me yet. I want to know!
Would you believe me if I said I did it for my family?
Yes.
I did it for my family.
How would that help your family?
Because we're being paid. And my family needs the money.
Oh. That makes sense.
So are you gonna let me go?
I shouldn't.
It's important. You need to decide the places where you're not willing to compromise. So what happens now?
Well, my friends and I get here. Arrest everyone, I guess. Probably dig out everyone under there.
That wouldn't work too hard. Mediocre musicians at best.
Do you know why they went to kill the king? They don't seem like nice people.
I assume they're all getting paid. Maybe it's personal for Jade. She's the one who recruited us.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe she's getting paid the most. Maybe she hates Prince Wu. I can understand that.
I can't. Why? Huh.
So the rest of you, I mean, Daloon has disabled Jade, and she is easily apprehended. Gao runs over and joins you. And basically entombs her in Earth 2 with just her face sticking out. Not that she was going anywhere.
Mm.
Now she's doubly not going anywhere.
Yep.
Good work. I'm sure you'll all be commended for this. Mm. Sorry about the bumpy ride. Just had to get those people away from Wu as quick as possible.
We deal with it.
Don't know why you didn't do the opposite thing, but okay.
Throw the entire palace the other way? That seems harder.
Anyways, excuse me. I have to go yell at someone. Where did you learn sound bending?
Stop yelling! You seem like
are you hurt? You look a little hurt.
So you're approaching the sound bender then?
Yes.
The whole group goes, he just kind of lazily puts his hands up. Not that it makes a big difference. Like, he's not gonna go for a weapon, even if he wanted to fight.
Yeah.
Is the yelling really necessary?
No. I guess not.
Daloon only knows right all there. The way on and all the way off.
That's not true.
I wanted to talk to you before. You didn't seem interested.
Well, yeah, we were in a room hurtling about stuff.
And now
I'm certainly not going to join you.
There was also the matter of the assassination.
Join me.
Nobody said
join me. Unless I was starting a band, then I'd consider it. Maybe I should.
Okay, fine. You said come with me, but I didn't want to go in the hurdling room.
Do you want to start a band?
Not really.
I think it'd be fun.
That'd just make Daloon too cool.
You have an interesting take on sound bending. It's almost treason to the idea of being an airbender itself.
Well, I'm not an airbender, so what? That might be it.
How can you be a soundbender but not an airbender?
I don't know. How can you be both? I've seen plenty, well, I've heard of airbenders who aren't soundbenders. I've never heard of a soundbender.
Well, I had never heard of someone who can do it either, but, I mean, when it comes right down to it, sound is just vibrations in the air. So if you can control air, you can control sound.
Well, I can control sound. Maybe I can control air.
Maybe.
Maybe I just learned it backwards from you.
I guess. Possible.
It's fascinating. I'm Vega, by the way. I don't think we were introduced when we were trying to kill each other.
Yes, nice. No, I'm Daloon.
I'm Sifa.
Soma.
Zahar? I don't know what I am anymore.
I mean, I'm guessing that you only discovered your ability to soundbend shortly after the convergence.
Yeah.
Around the same time all the airbenders awoke.
Are you going to let me introduce myself? I'm Gao, Minister of Culture. You're under arrest. Come peacefully, and I might not rough you up that much. I haven't decided.
Well, he seems to have surrendered.
He also ruined the concert.
But
it was a good concert until the assassination.
Oh. Yeah, aside from the assassination, how was the concert?
I liked it.
I nod approvingly.
It was not our best work.
Have you worked with these people before?
Well, yes. We were a band. We toyed all around Ba Sing Se. I mean, we were a fake band. I guess we were real. We played music and had gigs. I don't know what else qualifies.
Nothing.
Was this entire thing just like you wanted to gain fame and then get into the palace and then, you know, assassination attempt?
You'd have to ask Jade, but I think so.
Seems reasonable. Kind of a smart thing to do.
Yeah, it was brilliant right up to the point that it failed spectacularly.
Well, it probably only failed spectacularly because the room got tossed away. I don't even think we needed to do anything. Gal probably could have handled this.
Well, I appreciate the help anyway.
Are you trying to... Like, I mean, we were able to, Dalun stopped the sound trumpet attack.
Well, that's true. Dalun, you're a hero.
Yeah. Huzzah.
If they had actually gotten the surprise on us, they could have hurt Wu significantly. Fortunately, Dalun was on it, right, Dalun?
Slapped
you on the back.
Ha ha, yes. Give my family money.
Oh, there'll be plenty of times for rewards and fame and, well, probably not money. Let's be frank, we're pretty broke. But awards and fame.
Maybe a title. Kind of fame. Who knows?
You can always pay for things with the currency of respect.
You want a big plot of empty land? We've got a lot of that.
Ooh, where that's is good. It?
Oh. But before we can pat ourselves and each other on the back, we should take this guy in and then search for his confederates.
Ooh, yeah, good idea.
Yes.
Where's Jade?
She's entombed in earth right over there.
Good.
Not going anywhere. Unless she's a mole.
What about the rest of her? Well, wait, no, she's...
Well, I assume
they're under the rubble.
Are you sure it's a good idea to put a metal bender in a bunch of earth?
She was throwing discs.
Yeah, so metal benders throw discs. That's what they do,
yes,
right?
But they don't usually do it with their hands.
What? Yes, they do.
They use their magical bending powers, not just grab and throw.
Have you never seen a mover?
You benders are so...
Yes, those are non-benders. You know, playing benders on movers.
It's just typical bender elitism.
Mm-hmm.
An effective assassin needs to be able to metal bend or fire bend.
Well, it just seems like a really weird choice of weaponry otherwise.
Sharp things?
That you throw with awkward precision? I mean, why wouldn't you just, you know, train yourself in swords? Or poisonous drink.
Because they're... You have to be all up in their grill, then?
Poisonous drink?
Like, why do I decide to build things?
Because the things you build are easy for you to understand?
And apparently throwing metal discs was something easy for her to do. Or something she was interested in.
Maybe interested in, but not necessarily easy.
Is this really the time or place for this conversation?
No, we
do this a lot. You can ignore it.
Can you hold him down while I find the others?
No, there's not enough water.
We can keep watch out.
I'll take his hand. Like, holding hands kind of hand.
Oh, well, that's easy. Good job, Sekpa. I'm going to go towards the rubble and start pulling it around. Now.
Yes, Gao goes with you, and he's just throwing off slabs of earth.
Oh, there's one over that way, and one over there, and right there. I'll just point to where I feel the things.
Exactly as she describes.
I'm going to look, like, confusedly at Sekfa, like, okay... Really weird.
Yeah, exactly as she describes. You guys work the rubble off of them, and find them. They are alive but unconscious. The one who had a trumpet explode in her face is in quite a bad way, though.
Ooh, that's not good. I'm going to lean over her and start healing her.
Start whatting her?
What?
I said start whatting her.
I'm going to take the booze out of my jar and use its exotic property of being able to disinfect wounds, and also my magical healing abilities that I know because my mother trained me.
I just didn't hear you because, like, you were quiet.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna start healing.
Isn't this the first time you've healed, though?
First time I've healed in front of you guys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So it's still legit, what? Yeah, you pull some pieces.
Shit, I thought she was a man.
You pull some shards of glass out of her face and start closing up her wounds. She kind of flutters too and looks up confused.
I bought it with the experience.
And then punch her in the face.
Did we do it?
No.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, you're under arrest.
Going to jail, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, you'd probably be going to jail harder if you did it.
Yeah. For now, it's just attempted murder.
Hmm. You'd be executed.
I don't know, there's probably enough chaos where if they did it successfully, she wouldn't go to jail.
Yeah.
That was kind of the plan.
Well, you know, on the plus side, you're going to get free room, and board, and meals, and beatings every day for the rest of your life. One of those things doesn't sound that good.
Yeah, I think it's the point about the secret Dai Li prison.
Well, it's at Lake Logan.
It's not a secret if everyone knows about it.
Yeah, the Dai Li would like to invite you to Lake Logai. For Laogai.
You read too many books, Daloon.
Do I?
Not how the Dai Li operates anymore. And not where the Dai Li operates anymore, either.
Well, yeah, because everyone knows about it.
Yeah. Makes it really terrible for a secret base. At first we thought, hey, maybe they wouldn't think to look because it's so obvious, but also it was filled with water, so
it
we
is
don't have any waterbenders on the staff. It makes it really hard. Quite late to the party, a number of Dai Li agents are rushing over. They bind everybody around the hands, and Vega, they cover his mouth with one of the rock hands. At Gao's specific instruction. And start hauling them back towards the rest of the house. There is a gaping hole in the side of the palace.
Yes.
Well, good thing they're earthbenders.
That Vega dude seemed kind of cool, though.
If you like attempted regicide.
I don't. But he seemed like a nice guy.
If you like attempted regicide.
Yes, thank you, Daloon. Daloon knows what's up.
No matter his demeanor or candor, he still did that thing.
Thank you, Daloon.
Yeah, but, why did he do the thing?
I think it's going to be a little hard for him to testify.
Well, he did it because of money.
Testify! Oh, that's good.
Well, no, seriously, you might want to actually question them.
Oh, we'll question him.
Is it going to be enhanced interrogation?
Look, I've gone through this before. It's really not a good idea.
Yeah. You should probably question them with a level head.
Oh, I'm calm. We should get some drinks or something. Celebrate. Well, I should check up on the prince and make sure he wasn't killed. I'm pretty sure they were just flesh wounds, but better safe than sorry. Let him know that his attackers have been captured.
Well, maybe Soma could help heal up his wounds. If they are a little more serious.
That's true, sure. We don't have any waterbenders here.
Yeah.
Unless Soma does not want to heal up the king's wounds.
really a huge fan of doing it, but that one person looked like she was about to, you know, kick the bucket. Be sent to the next dimension, you know what I mean?
You don't want to heal the king because you're not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I've got mommy issues. Just take me to him.
I've got eating issues, but we still need a king.
Like I said, just take me to him.
Yeah. He trundles along. He doesn't seem to be in any particular hurry at this moment, though. He doesn't seem that worried. He knocks at the royal bedchamber. It's Gao. Come in.
Oh.
Are the rest of you guys going too, or
I'm gonna go too.
Yes.
I'm following the Vega, actually.
Okay. Well, in the king's bedchamber, you find Mako is talking quietly in one corner to a doctor. King Prince Wu has three little bandaged cuts on his body, but he is writhing around on the bed. Oh, when I'm gone, I'm going to leave everything to Mako. Earth King Mako. Somebody make sure to look after my badger moles. And water the plants.
Just sing them.
Oh, and fix that room that Gao broke. And somebody fire Gao.
Sounds like he's delirious.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use my jug and make like I'm healing him, but I'm actually just gonna pour booze on his wounds to disinfect them. And
just sort of move the booze around with water bending.
Yeah. And then I put it back in my jug.
Oh, it burns! Oh, assassin!
He'll be fine. I just disinfected his wounds and healed him.
Doctor walks over. Well, I guess I'll just change his bandages. She peels off the alcohol-soaked bandages.
Hey! Waste not, want not. And I take the bandages from him.
Oh god, that's gross. That is gross.
Carefully soaked bend with blood and liquor.
Carefully bend the liquor out of it and leave the blood.
Oh.
What? It's disinfected.
That's gross. I think you're an alcoholic.
Do you? What are your gloves powered by? Just curious.
Fairy
tales and pixie dust.
There's a battery pack.
Okay, so let's say you find one of these battery packs just kind of laying around on the floor. Would you let it go to waste?
I wouldn't drink it.
I'm not going to drink it. Yet.
Anyway, Your Majesty, we have captured the assassins. With the help of this stalwart group of heroes, our allies from Republic City. Oh, if I live, you'll be rewarded greatly.
Hey, we're getting rewarded greatly.
Not Mako a doctor, kinda but
nudges him a little bit. You might want to knock that down to moderately.
Hey, we're being rewarded moderately.
Yes, moderate rewards all around. For now, how about we get you a room in the palace and get some food in you? So you can get your strength back. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sekhvah follows Vega as the Dai Li agents lead him to a windowless paddy wagon, which they roughly hurl him in the back of, along with his four confederates.
Just skipping along.
They're awfully happy about this.
Yeah, they shut the door, lock it, and two of them get in the front of the van.
I will squeeze in next to them.
You can't be here.
Why not?
Because we're taking these people to prison.
Okay.
And you can't come.
Why?
Well, you don't want to go.
Because it's prison. It's a bad place where bad people go. You're a good person. You don't go there.
But Vega's not bad.
Yes, he is.
He tried to kill the king. That makes him bad.
But he was also trying to save his family.
Uh-huh. Well, he can tell us all about that.
I went to hear it too. He wasn't able to talk after you put the stone over his mouth, and he was going to tell me.
Get out of the car.
I'm just going to sit.
Don't make it hard. Don't make me throw you out. Okay, he grabs you and tries to physically pull you out.
Oh! I'm going to grab it whenever I can.
Opposed vigor check, I guess.
Vigor?
It's the skill of physical strength.
Okay. I don't think I have vigor. Probably. No, I don't have vigor.
He probably doesn't either, to be honest.
How much energy do I have?
He's gonna throw in 5 energy, though.
Oh, I didn't actually roll my recovery. So let me do that first. So I got back 3. Which puts me at 8. And I'll put all 8 into it.
Two, three, four, five,
apparently.
He grabs you and is just yanking you by the legs and hips as best he can.
And you just grab onto the catch.
Just clinging to, like, the steering wheel and the console in the car. His friend laughs at him and then comes and tries to pull you too. What the heck? Somebody go get her dad.
Oh. But I want to go! He was going to tell me a story!
A short while later, a Dai Li agent pokes his head into Wu's bedchamber, looks around. Says, Master Airbender, I need to speak with you a moment.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, certainly. Yes. Yeah. What do you need?
Well,
speak about.
Your daughter got into the paddy wagon where we're transferring the prisoners, and she refuses to get out.
Okay, she is not my daughter, for one. But I...
You mean you didn't have her when you were, like, 12?
No. Okay.
I'm assuming DeLune has an old man face to go with his old man soul.
She's my young associate. Okay, she can be like that sometime. I guess I can talk to her.
Well, good luck. Things have gotten desperate.
Desperate? Okay, yeah, I need to see this for myself.
Sahar?
Yeah?
Maybe we should go with him.
I shrug and follow.
I just get the feeling that trying to do to convince Sekhba of why something is good or bad has fallen apart before.
I follow.
You go out front, and there are three Daili agents crowded around a driver's side door trying to pull forcibly Sekhba out of the front. Mui Mui is on the other side of the car, just... as Sekhba screams and cries and clings to the inside of the car.
Sekhba, what are you doing?
They are not letting me go!
Why do you want to go?
He was going to tell me a story!
He probably wasn't actually going to tell you a story.
But he's so nice!
No, he's not. He's only pretending to be nice.
No, he's not!
What?
Everyone else is pretending.
He's got you there.
Everyone's always pretending to be nice, but... I mean, you can't follow him to where he's going. You don't even want to. Prison is not a nice place.
I don't know. She's followed us through a sewer system.
Prison's worse.
Not really.
Nope, it is.
Not really.
You've never been to an Earth Kingdom prison. It's in the sewer, for one.
Shut up!
Anyways, no, Sekhba, you can't. You just... can't. No matter what you think of Vega, realize that you only talk to him for like 2 minutes. You don't know
but
what
he's
actually
he's
like.
Not evil.
I also think we should probably talk to him.
Although he might not be evil, he is still willing to do evil things.
We should probably talk to him too. What with what we're trying to do and all.
Maybe.
So.
Gal walks down the steps, witnessing the spectacle. What in the world is happening here?
We'd like to request the ability to interrogate Vega and his compatriots for the purposes of a Republic
denied.
City mission.
You keep talking. Deny. No. I respect your position on the task force and what you're trying to do for the Earth Kingdom. I appreciate the assistance you rendered us today. These people are clearly Earth Kingdom criminals. And will be dealt with in the Earth Kingdom system of justice.
That's great, but independent of that system of justice, we still need to talk to them.
Why?
Because he could have information regarding our investigation.
Yeah, we actually have an active investigation going on, and he right now just turned himself into the number one suspect.
Just the sound,
Ledger? I'm going to... no, actually, the...
Jade Flowers.
Lady as well. Jade Flowers,
yes.
Thank you.
Actually,
yes.
All of them could have information.
Jade Flowers more.
Could have most, but yeah, Jade
yeah.
Flowers as well. You can take the others. We just need to have a. We just need to speak to them and ask them a few questions.
You're gonna say you're gonna make some sort of roll?
I'm going to throw all of my energy into persuading him.
Okay.
But before I do that, since I made a successful heal, I guess that means that I can also get some of my energy back.
Yeah.
So I just realized that's not needed.
See.
Good.
Okay.
3, 4. It's going to be 5 successes.
You can come. You'll talk to them in our prison. And when you've gathered the information you want, they stay with us.
Sounds perfect. It's exactly what we need.
Additionally, to preserve the secrecy of Earth Kingdom facilities, you'll need to be blindfolded when you go in.
Understandable.
Is that agreeable to all of you?
Prison is.
Yes.
I also think that maybe all of us shouldn't come.
Figure out who's coming quickly. We're rolling out.
I'm coming.
So why shouldn't everyone come?
I should. You're staying there forever.
What was that?
I mean, I shouldn't.
Okay. So, DeLune and I are going.
Sekva, if you want to hear his story, you should go along.
I'm sitting, well, if they've let me go in any case, sitting in the front, like, crossing my arms, looking pouty and stubborn.
Sekva, you can go, but we're going to need to blindfold you, okay? It's a secret place.
Yeah, this isn't at all. So why do your prisons have to be secret?
Secret police, secret prisons.
So no one can break in and help them escape?
That's the one.
We don't have a big problem with Republic cities breaking and entering. It's not secret.
Republic City prisons are full of guards. The Dai Li is an elite force. Also, I think the actions of the last few years disprove that. When those 4 powerful benders broke out of prison and helped each other break out. Really?
Yes, but they were in secret prisons.
Yeah, actually, they were in secret prisons.
Not secret enough. And that's why you're going to be blindfolded.
Well, have fun, guys.
This is utterly ridiculous.
You don't have to come.
No, she does.
Well, the choices are be blindfolded and take a ride in one of our cars, or we'll head off and you can meet us there later.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you can find it, you can come and talk to the prisoners.
I don't think I can.
Those are the terms. I like you, I really do, but you don't come before my loyalty to the Earth King.
I sigh and get blindfolded or whatever. Muttering that it's ridiculous.
They put rock hands over your face. Rock hands.
Rock hands.
Oh yeah, well I was secretly an Earthbender and I bend them up now.
I sound bend them off of me.
Do the 3 of you going allow yourself to be rock handed?
Yes.
Guess.
I'm staying my spot, though.
Yeah, they get a separate car for DeLune and Zahar. They just let you ride in the paddy wagon because you're going to.
Because they can't pull you out. Because you have superhuman farm girl strength.
Yes. Moi Moi starts following you.
Oh.
Okay. And it's about 25 minute drive. You can hear the sounds of the city for a while, then it gets quiet, and you start to hear the sound of running water.
They lied, it is in the same spot.
Yes, it's a quadruple bluff. when you are escorted out of the car by gentle hands that guide you out, and your blindfolds are removed, and you are in a parking area in some sort of, it looks like it was a natural cave, except it's been sheared so that the walls, ceiling, and floors are smooth, but that still leaves it with bizarre, like, patterns where there were stalactites and stalagmites, which might hang from the ceiling, but they don't. Which, for some reason, is the only way I've ever remembered that.
Because you're a weirdo.
Thank you.
I love you, sweetie.
Soma, what are you doing?
Eating cake.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to probably patch myself up, and I just didn't want to go.
Okay.
I have problems with torture. I'm going to go see if I can check on the King Prince, though. Prince King.
Yeah. You go in there, and he appears to be sleeping peacefully. Mako and the doctor are still there.
How's he doing?
Well, he's been heavily sedated. For his own good, of course.
Yes. So, first assassination attempt?
No.
Are you alright? I go over to Mako.
He's still got metal discs sticking in his chest.
Oh, we're gonna have to fix that up. Hang on a second. I'm actually gonna heal him.
Okay. Yeah.
If you sleep with him, though, you might turn lesbian.
I'm just gonna put, I'm gonna put 5 energy into this.
Okay.
I got 3 successes.
Yeah. Your booze glows and his wounds heal up.
I wonder if is the fact that that alcohol has disinfecting effects something that would make it more exotic than standard water?
No, I don't think there's any sort of bonus. It's
okay, fine. I was hoping.
I'm not sure they even have germ theory.
No. And also, what kind of alcohol are you drinking?
Huh?
What kind of alcohol is it?
It's the, what do you call it? It's my moonshine.
Okay, yeah, moonshine would be reasonably disinfected.
Yeah. Anything actually above 40% alcohol by volume has minor disinfecting effects.
Yeah, but the like shit like whiskey or something.
Oh yeah, no, like, there's too many impurities in that. I'm talking something like vodka or gin. Like gin actually does have mild disinfecting effects.
Oh yeah, alcohol's a disinfectant. It's just many alcohols are a disinfectant and also filled with shit.
Right. Well, the shit that gin is filled with is pretty harmless comparatively. You wouldn't want to do whiskey. Has way too much other shit in it, but. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks. Is there something you needed?
So, where did they take my friends?
Deep shrugs. Prison, I guess?
So, you don't know? Does the king know? Does anybody know where the Dai Li takes people?
I don't know that it's a secret from me or him. It just hasn't really come up. We haven't been here that long. I'm going to ask next time I see Gao. Also, why he had to throw the entire room. I think maybe that might have just been showing off.
He does seem to really like showing off.
Strong as heck, though.
Yeah, not so good for the people who were still stuck inside.
Well, that was just you and the assassins, really.
Here, I gave that guy a drink.
Gotta be honest, I was wondering why you got hired.
I think we all learned that today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oof. Alright, well, I'm just gonna chill here and wait for my friends to come back. Also, I have to patch myself up too, anyway, so.
I can just get you a room if you want.
I'd really appreciate that, actually. I could use some sleep.
Yeah, out the hall, take a left, two doors down. There's a guest room.
Oh, good. I'm gonna go into the room, flop down, and try and rest.
Okay.
And then pass the scene.
Okay. Yeah, Gao stands with you as you are all unblindfolded in a cave. Back of the paddy wagon is open and empty. All right, who do you want to talk to first?
Vega.
Yeah, Vega.
His way.
I follow.
He leads you to a cell that is really only large enough for you all to squeeze into along with Vega. There's kind of a cot that's just a stone slab that juts out of the wall. And a bucket. He opens it up for you. Vega is laid out on the slab, his feet bound with a short length of chain, his hands just bound tight behind him. He has a gag on, although you guys could easily remove it.
I do so.
He just kind of nods at you. And you are left alone in this room with him.
How is he bound again with rock?
No, it's actual metal. Listen, short length of chain around his each ankle and hands bound tight in metal manacles behind his back.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
So why exactly were you trying to kill the king?
He was paid to.
What the girl said.
By
who? Who paid you?
Jade.
Do I need to be here for this? You guys should really learn to communicate in the group. It's very bad for a band that can't talk to each other.
Well, we're also wondering if your story would change.
Mm-hmm.
My story is the truth, and that only changes depending on your perspective.
I see. So.
So.
Was it at least good money?
Like you wouldn't believe.
I see.
How much money was it?
Well. We'll say a lot up front with an absolute ton when the work is done.
Okay. And it was, you said it was Jade that paid you?
That's right.
I see.
Do you know who paid Jade?
It was the kind of job where you don't ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. I see. How long have you known Jade?
Let's see. about 3-4 months now.
Okay. And that's
how did you meet her?
She came to me a couple times at first, asking me about music, asking if I'd be interested in some work. Kind of broke it to me slowly. You don't just jump in and say, hey, I want to hire you to kill the king.
Yes. Yes. This isn't some Ocean's 11 stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Then why'd you mention it?
I don't know.
Did a spirit whisper it in your ear?
What?
Yes. I'm going with yes. So, I mean, when she introduced this idea of killing the king to you, you were on board just because of the money?
Well, I said no the first couple times. She kept coming back, more and more money.
I see.
Okay.
Is your family doing better now that they've got some of that money?
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing great until the Dai Li grabs them all.
Where are they?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, to
yes,
protect
what,
his
what
family.
Is their name and address?
Pass.
Okay. So I don't think we have very many more questions for him.
Is there anything else you could tell us about Jade?
She met with someone, some kind of boss. I don't know who, but it was someone in bossing, say.
Ah.
In a ring.
Do you regret it?
I think
do
you would.
Do I regret it? I regret being caught.
Mm.
I would do things differently to not get caught. For instance, try to anticipate that the world's only other sound vendor would be sitting in the front row.
Yep. Weird how that happens.
To the temple.
That must be fate. So you like a master then?
No. I wouldn't call myself a master. Certainly Tenzin doesn't.
Yeah, how good is he at sound bending?
He can't sound bend at all. As far as I was aware, I was the only one that could do it.
Well, let's just say we're both in the top two.
Tenzin is quite masterful at all other aspects of airbending, though. Well, not all of them. There's a few. A few that shouldn't be touched.
So we can get out of here. You know, go train together. Perfect the art form.
Although that would be great, I don't think you can get out.
Really? What do you know about resonance?
Some.
You heard a person who can break a glass with their voice?
Yes. I know. You used it to break quite a bit more than just a glass. I saw, I felt, I heard.
So the two of us, working together, we could probably blast our way out of here.
But I'm not stuck in here.
No, but I am. And I'm the only other person who understands your art form.
enticing though that may be, I I just can't.
Yeah, that's what I said when she asked if I was going to kill the Earth King.
Maybe you should come around and ask him again, then.
I can't
offer me more and more money. Yeah. No.
I could teach you my technique. Do you know how to use the resonance cannon?
I do not.
He doesn't really do that kind of stuff.
I am by nature a pacifist.
Right. Airbender philosophy.
Yes. And yeah. Unfortunately, what you do with the sound bending goes quite against that.
Yeah. It's really easy to be a pacifist with no possessions when the world takes care of you.
I don't see how really the world goes about taking care of us.
Well, you guys don't have to worry about getting food, or shelter, or water, or clothing. Since you have a commune that provides it to you.
Well, yes, and we all work to make that commune what it is.
That's why it's a commune.
I work. My family works. We were never taken care of. I was not afforded the luxury of pacifism.
Okay. I'm sorry about that, but there's just nothing I can do.
There is. You just won't do it.
Well, if Galoon's not going to learn that from you, can you teach me?
You're a soundbender?
I think she wants to learn how to soundbend. Hmm.
I can try. I don't know how it changes from your airbending, but I can... Well, I could tell you what I know, except I'm locked in a Dai-Li prison for the rest of my life.
I am going to look at the locks on his chains.
They're moderate quality locks.
Would I be able to try picking them?
Yes.
I'm going to try that.
Okay. This isn't going to be subtle. I mean, your companions can see what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, they can see me, but we're left alone with them. I don't know.
I'm guessing she's just sizing up the quality of the locks.
Oh, yeah, with these little metal picks.
He's sitting up. She kind of sits down behind him on the cot.
Hmm. Well, if you teach me, I can teach you, too.
Really, what can you teach me?
Well, I noticed when I... threw you back there. Your stance wasn't very good.
Not really a natural fighter.
I could teach you that, at least. And all the other things I learned at the temple.
That's an appealing offer, but unfortunately I'm still trapped in a Dai-Li prison for the rest of my life.
I can visit.
That sounds nice. I hope you do.
I don't think we'll be allowed to visit, since it's secret prison.
It was called Comforting the Child.
Well, come anyways.
From what I heard, you can be quite persistent. Maybe you will.
So I got one success.
I know. That's why when you signaled me at one and I nodded, that was an acknowledgement of...
Yes, but I will want to know if that does anything.
Also, our listeners should know.
So, you think you've made progress? You're going to need to keep working on it to unlock.
Okay. Does that mean I get a replenishment roll because I made progress? Or no?
No. He seems to know what you're doing. He holds very still while you're doing that. So what else did you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to know more about your family, but...
They're very poor. They've struggled their whole lives. I was never able to get much education, but fortunately I found someone to teach me in the ways of music. Back in those days, I thought I was going to be a musician. Thought I was going to play the palace, so dreams do come true. Of course, I wasn't a soundbender then. Not until after the Convergence, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I got another success.
The lock clicks open.
Okay. I get a replenishment roll.
Yes.
Okay. I'm at as full as I can be.
Sounds a lot like how I grew up.
Yeah. Looks like we ended up on different paths, though. You went to the Air Temple to be peaceful and uninvolved.
Well, I'm here, so I don't think I'm uninvolved.
Well, you've made a difference today. Just what kind of difference was it?
I also made a difference today.
So is there anything else you wanted from me?
Can't think of anything.
Well, it was nice seeing you, nice meeting you, and I will probably spend the rest of my days in a dark hole longing for human contact. Probably never hear music again, that'll be nice.
Never what again?
Hear music.
Wait, that'll be nice?
No. That's called sarcasm. Oh, yeah. A lot of you unfamiliar with basic human interaction.
Yes. Surely you can make your own music, though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you can visit.
I don't have any instruments. They're not going to let me sound bend. And you might have gathered I'm not much of a singer.
Yes.
Would you be able to bend yourself a better singing voice?
Probably, but I usually use my hands.
I'll just learn how to do it without all the waving. You know, kind of like I'm gonna try to very stiffly ding out a little twinkle twinkle little star using my sound bending.
But without using your hands either?
Yes.
Can you do that?
There were people who can bend without motion. I'm going to say you managed to, like, put out a note every couple seconds.
I remember there being, like, an actual talent thingy that you got. Like,
there's a great amount of strain in my face.
Yeah.
Wink. Cool.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's great. Bravo.
Okay, that was hard.
Yeah, life is hard when you're not on an island surrounded by people who think and do the same things as you.
Well, the island is, of course, surrounded by a city that isn't like that.
The subject for the word surrounded was you, not the island. The island is by definition surrounded by water. Although I guess you could poetically refer to something as an island surrounded by other substances. Like a candle in the dark being an island of illumination. Or a lone artist being an island of talent among mediocrity.
A shining beacon of knowledge blazing out across a black sea of ignorance.
Well, yes, I wish like you that. The best.
Well, thank you. I'll do what I can.
I step out of the cell.
I will give him a bow on my way out.
Sekfa, it's been a pleasure. Hope you think about what's happened here today.
Still going to try a visit.
I wish you luck. Maybe someday they'll let me out and I can go visit you.
Maybe. I do hope you rethink your philosophies on life. It really is a shame.
Not everyone lives as good a life as you do.
Yes, I know. He said that like 5 times.
It's true, though.
I was listening. I didn't doubt it.
That doesn't mean you understood it.
Mm-hmm. No, but that also doesn't mean you have to kill the king.
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes you just have to overthrow government to get the government you like.
We've rolled the dice once. Twice, I suppose. Earth Queen to Kuvira to Wu. Maybe that is an improvement. Are we trending up? I'm not sure.
You're definitely trending somewhere.
I do not consider Kuvira an improvement over anything.
She made the trains run on time.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
She also brought some of the Earth Kingdom some, technology and, modern shit.
Oh.
Yes, such as a giant robot.
She got rid of all the bandits who were plaguing our land. All the instability that came about after the fall of the Earth Queen. Made a more equitable tax rate.
She did some good things.
Yeah, nobody ever talks about that. It's all giant robot.
Oh, it was quite terrible.
Giant robot is what we would call an atrocity.
To be fair, the giant robot concept came from someone in Republic City. And the weapon attached to it came from someone from the Southern Water Tribe, who then migrated to Republic City.
Okay, so people are terrible.
Something like that.
People like to push the envelope.
And then sometimes you get a paper cut.
Yep.
Which in this instance is a metaphor for a giant robot.
Sometimes shit sucks.
And new spirit.
You can only hope it's
not yours.
So
there's that. New spirit portal. That could be considered a good thing.
Yeah.
It's probably a lesson in all of this. We'll only figure it out with hindsight. Shit sucks like that.
Yep. Hindsight's 20/20.
Okay. Once again, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Perhaps if you get out, we can meet again.
Yeah, I'll come visit your little island. Talk philosophy with you and Tenzin.
Tenzin's a good man.
Tenzin's a man who can afford to be an idealist.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm done. I'm walking out.
Yeah, I stepped out of the cell.
Before he tries to be all trying to guilt trip me.
You're probably going to want to leave Sekfa, or they might lock you up with me.
I'm going to give a little wave as I back out.
He nods at you.
Alright. So I head to the Daily Agents and We ask to speak with Jade.
Right this way. You are taken to her cell. She is not gagged. She is bound up. She has a short length of chain. Her hands are in front of her, and her legs are bound in a short length of chain. She's sitting on her stone slab. Looks at the door when you come in. Her hair is a mess. Her lipstick is smeared all over her face now.
She's probably all dirty from, you know, the rubble.
From a building collapsing on her. Yeah. You are allowed access.
Okay. So, Jade, why did you try to kill the king?
She just kind of looks up at the ceiling.
Who paid you to do this?
Your mama.
I doubt that's true.
Yeah. She waddled away over to me. Asked me to kill the king.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one man she hadn't slept with. She wanted to complete her list.
Oh, you're less cordial.
Okay. I suppose you'll just be stuck in here no matter what you say, huh?
Yeah. Not much incentive to help you.
Suppose not.
Hmm.
I guess I'm just curious on why you would try to kill him.
I don't know. Sometimes you're just singing up there and a mood strikes you.
Yeah, no.
Mood doesn't usually strike me to just murder someone.
She said sometimes.
You know, with a dress that's covered in sharp things to throw.
Yeah. That's a weird coincidence.
Oh yes, very, very strange.
So who does your hair? Kitchen knives blowing through a tornado?
Well, you see, I was on this, you know, flying room and tucked and rolled. So ground.
It's a good look for you. It matches your personality.
Your hair currently matches your personality as well.
Kinda like it. A wild girl. Rawr.
No, a bitch.
I was going to go filthy whore, but...
But queen bitch.
Well, we didn't see her sleep with anyone. Although we've heard stories. Who hasn't?
Yeah, you've heard stories, huh?
Again, who hasn't?
What stories?
Adult stories.
Not for yourself. Okay.
So what is it that we could do that would make you talk?
Get me out of here? You get me out of this prison and I will tell you who hired me.
What about you tell us who hired you and we can get you... We can reunite you both in prison.
It's not what I would call an incentive.
Well, you get to see them again.
So why do you feel the need to protect this person?
I don't give a shit about that person.
Then why don't you just name them?
Because it doesn't get me anything. Why the hell should
either.
I help you?
It doesn't give you anything to not say it.
Yeah, but it hurts you. And you know, I don't really like you guys.
Got you there.
She. Unless it's a drag queen, is it?
I didn't. I was gonna say I didn't really use a clear pronoun with my pronunciation.
Not like he to me. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah. As it turns out, the legend of Black Jade is just starting. So when I get out of here, I don't really want my name tarnished by being someone who gives away her employers.
You're not getting out of here.
I think she might be thinking that whoever employed her will use their connections to get her out.
Wow. I'd say beauty and brains, but, you know.
Since, you know, they have some influence, which is probably why they want the king killed.
Or maybe it's one of his many, many enemies. Just random people who hate Prince King Wu.
No, he just seems kind of incompetent. Bit of a drama queen.
Incompetent drama queen. That's everything I want in a monarch. I had a roommate who was an incompetent drama queen. I mean, that was a really bad 6 months. I don't think I want to go the rest of Wu's life having that. King is like a roommate who makes all the rules.
But wasn't he going to transfer this over to a democracy?
Yeah, that's great. Have you ever talked to a common person?
Yes.
And you want them making the decisions? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was about to say it works out well in Republic City, but we have Ryko. Ryko did okay before.
It's just a bunch of random bullshit that happened. Just happened to happen during...
Yeah. Wasn't really his fault.
Yeah, except for the part where he and the Fire Lord and all those people picked out Kuvira to be in charge of the Earth Kingdom recovery.
Yes, because she showed clear signs of becoming a dictator.
Look, they can't predict the future.
Can't read people either, apparently. To be clear, Kuvira was their placeholder until they put Wu on the throne. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
They planned that.
I believe the plan was to return things to normal-ish with the Earth Kingdom. And the way to do that is to get the descendant of the queen that died on the throne.
Because that's a way to run a government. Hey, you're related to a tyrannical, incompetent queen? That makes you qualified to lead!
I didn't say it was a good system. I said it's the system that the Earth Kingdom has had for hundreds of years.
Thousands. Yeah, and until 100 years ago, Republic City was part of that. And then they decided to break off and form their own government. Things change.
Well, that was because the Fire Nation invaded it. And the Earth Kingdom's like, we want that back. But then there's all these Fire Nation people that have lived there for generations. That are not Earth Kingdom Earth Kingdom citizens, since they're Fire Nation.
Mm-hmm. Things change. Things would have changed today. If it weren't for you meddling kids.
And who exactly is the better choice, and how would you get that better choice? If you're not going through the people, it seems like it's also going to be a case of this person came out of this other person's body, therefore they're the next ruler.
Well, maybe we just keep killing them down the line. We'll either hit a competent one or run out of royals.
And then what? What is the next step?
Who cares?
Everyone living in the Earth Kingdom?
Maybe there's no king. Have they ever improved lives? Seems like they're nothing but tyrants. At best, they're incompetent do-nothings who drain the treasury for their own lavish parties and palaces. You don't want to know how much we got paid to play that gig. And that's when the kingdom's struggling for money. And we would have done it for free. They didn't even try to haggle.
Yes, because you were had other motives to play at the palace.
Well, I didn't say I was an altruist. I was just saying they didn't try to haggle. Would have been very good for them if they had.
Hmm.
So I guess who hired me is Prince Wu. Paid me to try to kill him.
Very funny.
Well, I don't think we're getting
anywhere.
Thanks,
I've been thinking about branching out into comedy. La 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 la.
I don't know, maybe we can
keep in touch. Acoustics in here are pretty good.
Maybe we can keep in touch with Gao and see what they get from her. Because, once again, I'm not going to torture.
I'm going to guess a whole lot of nothing, and generally people, when put under torture, will usually say whatever it is to get them to stop.
You missed the good part, where the airbender thinks he's a good person because he lets other people torture for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it anyways.
Guess what? You hire an assassin, you're still a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it because you put me in this position.
Well, I believe you or the person who hired you put you in this position. You had the choice to not assassinate the king. And you decided, hey, I'm going to try to assassinate the king.
Yeah, that was really the part where things started going downhill for you.
No, I think the part where they started going downhill is where you stopped me.
Ah, yes, when you weren't better at killing the king.
Well, excuse me. I really wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, we're just too good.
You're too lucky. In the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it was a cunning defense, but I don't think Gao is that smart. Probably just invited skinny people because he didn't want to compete for snacks.
I do chuckle in character.
Okay, well, I'm done with this.
We're not gonna get anything useful from her.
Nope, she's not useful.
You could try to persuade her.
No, not with our skill sets.
What?
Yeah, really.
Like, persuade her with what?
I don't know, you could use facts and logic, and then make a roll.
That's what we have been using, facts and logic.
Well, facts and logic don't work on someone who's a complete bitch.
Yes, like, you can't convince someone to do something that they're no way going to do.
Actually, no, that's...
That's factually true.
Because you've been presenting a lot of facts and things like that to her, maybe you could use that as justification for lowering the target number on a persuasion roll.
It would be an insanely difficult roll.
Yeah, it's not going to be a roll that any of us can make.
So then what was the purpose of this?
To try to see if she wasn't a huge bitch?
Roleplay, well, get to know this person, get to know Vega.
Maybe even get to know the situation of the Earth Kingdom through other people's eyes other than, like, King Wu.
Yeah, but you went into this basically thinking to yourselves that she was gonna be a huge bitch, and you treated her like that.
We didn't treat her very badly.
You didn't treat her very well.
She kind of set her free and give her a feast, but, I mean, we talked to her like she was a human being in a cell.
And she definitely came out bitching.
Yeah, she came out bitching, so then we went right back at her.
She came out with her.
As it turns out, they're not only not trained interrogators or negotiators, none of these three are particularly good with people.
Yeah.
Sekhfa is generally likable and charming in that manner, but that's not really a skill that applies
here. Yeah,
that's because
I
don't think it'll help
her here. Age and her naive.
She, by default, because of, you know, sensing the darkness in her, doesn't like her.
Yeah.
I have problems with interrogation.
Okay.
Okay. You made that choice. You made that roleplay choice. That's fine.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm probably the only person who could convince her.
You probably wouldn't really be able to make it because the target is ridiculous.
I bet I could.
Well, it's very hard in this case. Like, you aren't offering anything she wants.
Yeah. Like, the only thing we could get would be to fight a bunch of Dai-Li agents to get her out. Well, basically.
I mean, if you uncovered the person who hired her and it turned out there was kind of a coup in place, like, it seems like you could at least get her a reduced sentence or perhaps maybe a transfer to a normal prison instead of a Dai-Li prison.
How would we be able to get that?
They haven't offered that, and they haven't secured any ability to do that.
Yeah, like, we don't really have the ability. Like, they're probably going to be like, no, that's Earth Kingdom business. You're not Earth Kingdom.
Okay,
like,
well,
of our characters
also,
are willing
like,
to lie.
My character is distrustful to, like, police and authority.
Well, I mean, alright, I just feel like maybe speaking to Prince Wu about this would have...
Right. There are possible bargaining chips you guys could have attempted to acquire.
Yes, but they're not, like, within my character to really do them.
Well, that's legit. Not every scene has to advance the story in a specific direction. I think it's fine to just reveal character and see how different people bounce off each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there goes my plan.
You should have come.
No, the whole point of me not coming was because I was going to talk to Prince Wu, but he's asleep.
Huh. You will wake up at some point.
Yep, that's why I'm sleeping and waiting.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys leave.
Mm-hmm.
Dai-Li comes by, locks everything up. Who next?
We could try talking to the other people.
Other three?
Was there three? I thought it was only two others.
There was three.
Okay. What do you think, Dilun? Did Kevin go get a drink and not tell anyone?
Sounds like his microphone.
What
do you think, Dilun?
About what now?
Should we talk to the other three band members?
I don't want to.
Like, I'm pretty sure they were probably hired through Jade, so...
Well,
probably.
Yes, they were. Vega told me.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't think they could tell us any information that... I can't remember the airbender's name now.
Vega.
Like... You know, the guy from Street Fighter? The one that goes all Psycho Crusher on you?
I don't know Street Fighter, so that doesn't help me at all.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a great... the same dude who does, like, the Batman parodies does a Street Fighter red tape where he's interviewing the people behind Street Fighter. And the Vega one is great because Vega wants to bring Claws into the match. It's like, this is a hand-to-hand tournament.
joke I made was that Vega is M. Bison in Japanese.
Okay. Are you talking to the other three people?
No.
Okay.
Meh. But let us know their names.
Sure. You find out it's Jan on bass, Yuko on drums, and Leeling on trumpet. And Yuko and Leeling are cousins.
Uh-huh.
The Daily guy will give you a brief rundown that basically they say they were hired by Jade. They were offered a very unusually large amount to play these gigs around town after they formed the band. They were all kind of entry-level to mid-level musicians. And then she slowly, basically, convinced them to do this.
Okay.
Not much, yeah. They don't seem
Prince
to know.
Prince Wu should probably do something about the way he rules if it takes some convincing for people to try to kill him.
Yeah. Like, okay. If all it really takes is some convincing?
And some money.
Yeah, probably, a shitload of money. That's one of those every man has a price kind of things.
They're not getting nearly as much as Vega. Because they are interchangeable musicians.
Yep.
Then Vega probably took a lot more convincing to convince.
Yes. Split. Karate chopping this cat.
Are you karate chopping our cow cat?
Yes.
Why are you karate chopping the cat?
Our kitty boy stopped down.
You guys are re-blindfolded and driven out.
Okay.
I grumble about the blindfolds again.
Okay. Nobody cares still.
Yep.
You are taken to the palace. It is late at night at this point, and you are given a place to rest.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's the room Soma's in.
It is not. Your room just has one big bed.
Sweet!
Yes.
You must love it when we go on missions, because you sleep in a better place than when you're home.
Yes.
Yep. That would be why I've asked for it.
Okay.
I need to get some sleep. I live in a tent.
Well, Soma, are you sleeping in? I mean, you went to bed pretty early.
He just sleeps for days.
Wake up in the middle of the night?
I'm gonna wake up at a normal time. I'm just kind of try and sleep through the night and rest up. Since
okay,
we had a fight. It
happened.
Hey,
you wake up in the morning.
Is Prince Wu awake? I bet he sleeps in. He probably sleeps in.
Are you going there to check?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, you knock on the door. Who is it?
Soma, person saved your life.
Oh, come in.
I come in.
He's sitting up in bed in silk PJs, exaggeratedly rubbing his eyes.
So, need to talk to you about those people who tried to assassinate you last night?
Oh, yeah. They're jerks. Why would
they
do that?
They are. Well, so, I have a couple of questions for you. So I think that my friends went to interrogate them as... Remember how we came up to you and said we were on, you know, official Republic City business?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, part of our interrogation is probably going to involve them, and I figured that it might be smart if we figured out, who hired them, and I feel like they're not going to talk about that unless we have something to trade them. And I guess what I'm trying to say here is maybe we could offer them the possibility of not being put into a Dai Li prison for the rest of their life if they figure out who hired them. I'm really, really worried about the Dai Li prison part. I think that it's really demoralizing, and it doesn't seem very comfortable, and I feel like these people could be a really big asset to the Earth Kingdom.
They tried to kill me.
Well,
I don't want them let out. What if they try to kill me again?
I think they only tried to kill you because somebody paid them to do so.
Well, even so, it's not the sort of thing we want to encourage.
Well, that's why we enlist their help in trying to find the person who paid them to kill you?
I don't think it'd be that hard for them to find him. I imagine they know who he is.
Well, that's the thing. We need to give them some incentive to talk.
Well, Dai Li will probably get them to talk. They're good at that.
How much experience do you have with this sort of thing?
Oh, not a lot. I mean, I've been around the court, I guess. Normally, people would try to assassinate me and Mako would stop them, and then Republic City would deal with it.
So I get the feeling the Dai Li aren't so much interested in detective work as they are interested in militarily preserving the culture of the nation by any means necessary.
Okay.
Which means adhering to the status quo, which means not going out of their way once they've punish the people who, you know, tried it in the first place.
Okay.
So you don't think there's anything wrong with just punishment and not, you know, figuring out the people behind it? I mean...
Well, we should figure out the people behind it, but I don't... I mean, we should punish the people who actually did it, and then next time people won't try to do it. That's called a deterrent. Mako explained it to me.
I'm gonna go get some breakfast.
Okay.
Where are my friends?
Oh...
Well, I'm gonna go find him. Thanks for your hospitality.
Thanks for saving my life.
It happens. And I leave.
Okay.
Shit, fucking goddamn time. Amnesty!
Bargaining what chips. Was that?
What?
I couldn't hear you.
Nothing, sir. And then I'm just going to...
What?
You enjoy playing Wu way too much, don't you?
A little bit.
So I'm gonna start searching around the palace and try and find out where my friends went.
It's pretty easy. You ask pretty much anyone on the staff, and they can tell you. They're in the two guest rooms across from you and next to you.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming, like, Segfa and I are sharing a room, then.
Yes.
I walk in on Segfa. And Zahar.
You're not even gonna knock?
Eh.
That's rude. I'm changing.
I'm a girl.
Yes, but when the door suddenly opens when you're changing, you're not being like, oh, thank God, it's just a girl. You're just like, ah, someone's peeking on me.
Yeah, and now I'm like, oh, hey, I'm here. It's just me.
Have you heard of knocking?
Yes.
Have you tried knocking?
Yes, it usually doesn't work.
Do you actually know how to knock?
I knock on the door as it's open.
Now do that when you're on the other side of the door with the door shut.
Sure, noted. So how'd it go?
No. We're starting this over with manners. So, leave the room, shut the door.
Segfa, how'd it go? Did you get your story?
A little bit.
Was it a good story?
Well, I said I'd go back and visit.
How are you going to be able to do that?
Just go?
Okay. I walk outside the room. I knock on the door.
Did you shut the door first?
Oh, yeah.
Come in.
I come back in. So what'd you find out?
Well, Jade thinks that she's going to get sprung by the person who hired her.
Okay.
Because she's saying when she gets out.
As opposed to if?
Yeah.
Alright, so I guess that gives us a list of suspects.
Of everyone that we thought before?
No, of everyone who has control over the Dai Li.
So, everyone we thought before.
Except for Prince Wu.
Unless he was bluffing.
I don't think Prince Wu knows how to bluff.
Yeah, he's pretty incompetent.
Gao might be off your list now, too. Unless you think that was an elaborate ruse.
I don't think it was an elaborate ruse, no. I'm pretty sure that Gao is on the level. So, Gao's off the list, because he just threw a building in order to save the prince. Wu's off the list, because who the hell tries to organize their own assassination? No. Wu would not be the kind of person to organize his own assassination attempt.
Also, if he did, he'd probably end up assassinated, because he will have done it poorly.
Man, that's really meta. So, I'm guessing that the cousin of Prince Wu, whose name I keep forgetting.
I can't hear you, Tom.
Name, I remember. Rumelon, thank you. I'm guessing that our prime suspect now is Rumelon. She's the only person who has control over the Dai Li. The only person with enough resources to actually hire somebody and murder the prince. And
what about a lot of other nobility?
Well, she's the one who has a vested interest in getting him dead because the monarchy would be preserved in her name. Remember, maybe? It's all connecting together now. What was that?
I said maybe.
I'm pretty confident about this one. My original source of information was correct.
Maybe.
Pretty sure it was correct. Do you have any alternatives? Any other leads? Anyone?
Anyone being
anyone that's rich and could either pay off Dai Li or knows where Dai Li are or is Dai Li.
I feel like the Dai Li. Okay, I don't think the Dai Li are paid enough to.
Or is married to Dai Li. Or somehow related to Dai Li.
You are overthinking this.
No, I am just not jumping, oh, it must be this person. There are many people it could be. There are many people that could have influence over Dai Li agents. It could be a council of people, I don't know.
Alright, well, we're looking for a woman who is part of the nobility in Ba Sing Se, who has control over the Dai Li, a vested interest in killing Prince Wu, and a shitload of money.
Also, it could be someone who just wants chaos. That's what Jade seemed to want.
Yeah, but I'm taking into account the Detective Drew's mutterings as well.
Oh, I know what you're taking into account.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have to take it as, you know, the Bible.
No, I'm aware.
And I'm a devout Christian.
Christian?
So.
Alright, well then fine. What's your lead?
I'm saying that we don't have them.
Are we going to meet her?
I think it's the only thing even remotely resembling a lead that we have. We have a mission.
It is just a name pulled out of someone's ass.
Yes, it really is just a name pulled out of someone's ass.
I don't know. The evidence is actually kind of pointing more towards her being the one.
There's not a single shred of evidence.
Okay. Time out. One. Only other person than Prince Wu who has direct control over the Dai Li that's not in the Dai Li. Let's cross that over with somebody in who has a crap load of money that can influence these assassins.
Varric.
Direct control over the Dai Li?
Rumeilan doesn't
have that. Oh, you could give
yes,
the
she
Dai
Li. Does.
I'm sure you could give the Dai Li money and that could give you influence over them. Or be related to them somehow, and that could.
Does Rumeilan have influence over the Dai Li? I thought
she does.
We asked Gao, and he said he was the only person who did.
No,
other than like Wu.
Other than Wu and any other members of the royal family.
And I think the only reason why Rumeilan was discounted by was it Gao who we were speaking to was because she's a delicate little flower.
Yes, it is exactly that.
Yes, it's racism. Got it. I'm not racism. Sexism.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, the evidence actually points towards her being having direct control over the Dai Li. So, remembering the original thing that we were investigating, which was who was dispatching the Dai Li on missions to undermine,
Fei Yu.
Fei Yu, thank you. Mm-hmm. So we know that we're fairly certain it's not Wu, and we're fairly certain it's not Gao.
I'm not 100% on that.
All right, that's. I mean, yeah, but. So we're finding. Number one, we're finding that out. We're finding out who has been dispatching the Dai Li on missions like this. Now, the other thing is that creating instability in the region would make life much more difficult for Prince Wu. So, other things we want to do.
There's also a thing that the whole Fei Yu and. This instance are two totally separate instances that
but
could
I
have...
don't think they are. I think they're connected.
Yes, but we don't have any proof to actually connect it, other than gut feeling.
Well, it would be somebody who would be interested in preserving the territory of the Earth Kingdom, number one.
Or someone who hates Miss Fang. Or those Dai Li agents just went rogue.
Oh, and this was stuff I thought was already cleanly established multiple sessions ago.
Well, what it is you have an answer and you're bending all of the evidence to it.
Yes, I'm acting like Phoenix Wright.
I'm just saying that there's other possible answers.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the evidence to say for sure.
And that's really great that we don't have the evidence. The point is we find the evidence. We have a possible answer. We check to see if it checks out. And if it doesn't check out, then we find a new lead.
So you think we should just go knock on this woman's door and be like, let's ask you questions about the assassination attempt on Prince Wu and how you're behind it.
No! We can't just ask her because of course she's either going to lie to us or... What, my mind is breaking right now.
Like, you just can't go up to a random noble woman and be like, I'm asking you questions about this event. It is not socially acceptable.
She's not going to tell the truth.
Can we just have tea with her?
We're not really in her social circle, is the thing.
Wonder if the prince will take us to tea with her. Or king.
Well, that's one of the things we could
prince
ask.
Prince
king. I mean, granted, we're not really going to get any money out of him, but we could certainly ask for that as our reward.
I think that'd be fun.
It's just, I'm trying to offer, like, possible solutions here, and you keep shooting them down. Like, I understand why you are, I get what you're trying to say here, and I agree to an extent, but we don't have any other leads.
So behind you in the doorway, a woman in a white long dress with green flowers on it, looking down at written notes, stops, puts her back to you, knocks on the door across the way, Daloon's room.
Ed, Kevin, that's you.
Yeah. I could ignore. I'll see who it is.
Here's a young lady. Dressed well, but you get a definite commoner vibe from her.
Can I help you?
She bows her head. And meekly holds out a card to you.
Oh. Okay, I'll take the card.
Okay. Lady Wu Mei Lan cordially invites the saviors of Prince Wu to lunch this afternoon at her estate.
Well, that's convenient.
They don't give much notice.
I don't think they have.
Kind of bounce over. What's that?
We're invited to lunch at Wu Mei Lan's house.
Oh.
Estate.
Villa?
Place.
Home.
Sure.
The courier is standing there waiting for you guys to say something to her and pretending to not hear your conversation with each other.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for this. I don't have any money for a tip.
That's
Wait, do you even tip?
I'm waiting for your reply.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's a yes.
Yes is the reply.
I'll pass that along to my lady, and we will expect to see you at lunch.
Okay.
Thank you. She bows
Thank
low.
You.
Then turns and walks off.
She was totally looking for a tip.
She was totally what?
Looking for a tip.
Only lead we have, bam! Sick.
In character, okay.
We'll stop there. The only lead we have, bam.
Only lead we have, bam! Episode over.
Last time on Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles.
Only lead we have, bam!
Bam!
Wait, and then it's just done. We never have
that's
another
it.
Game.
Just freeze frame and that's how the series ends.
You were all poisoned at tea. It's just an epilogue title card that comes up. Like, all Who's characters died of poison tea.
No, I'm just imagining it'll be like, you know, one of those, like, high school or college thing where we're all sitting at a graduation and then it has a little...
Oh yeah, freeze
like,
frame on each
with
character.
What we did, like, when we grew up.
But for all of you, you were killed by poison tea.
Well, I mean, it could be like, you know...
Poe became
Daloon's
a professional
parents
bender.
Lived out the rest of their days in Ba Sing Se. Poe became a criminal mastermind who, you know... terrorized Republic City for decades to come.
You seem to have no faith in your brother.
Maybe I don't. Actually, wait. No, I apparently do, because I think he became a criminal mastermind.
Yeah, mastermind.
What's actually going to happen is he's going to get beaten up and killed.
I was actually going to ask Mako if he could train me in pro-bending, but then I realized that, wait a second, he's not a waterbender, so maybe he could teach me the rules, but I'd probably have to teach myself everything else.
Probably.
But then that begs the question of how the hell did Korra learn it?
Magic.
I think it was by trial and error.
Yeah. She learned the rules. I mean, she had listened to it before. I mean, there is an explicit conversation where Korra asks Bolin to teach her, and he's like, oh, fine, but I don't know how my earthbending will translate over to your waterbending. And that's when they find out she's the Avatar. But yeah, I think they teach you the rules and the basics. Like, they have an idea of how a waterbender should behave in the ring, but the actual moves are up to her.
Also, she'd be great at it. She just punches elements at people.
Yeah. God, I hate that about her.
It's part of her personality. She's aggressive.
Yes, she's a very direct problem solver.
Yeah.
And that comes across in her fighting. Okay, you can all take a base of 3 experience.
Yay.
Then, tell me how you played your ideal this session.
I didn't hurt a fly.
Like, yours is so easy to justify this week. Put in a little effort.
Well, I mean, so I
would.
Not only did I stop others from enacting violence, I also did not enact violence myself when confronting those who would have enacted violence.
Kevin, can I give you a hand here? You had the opportunity to learn an extremely dangerous bending technique.
Oh yeah, there is also that. I verily denounced the ways of his resonance cannon. Despite it being dangled in front of me, and also used to great effect in front of me.
Yes. Thank you. You can take an extra experience.
And also rubbed under my nose and in my face.
Man, this guy's a really good bender.
Ugh.
He didn't even realize he was a bender.
He's a jerk. Well, I didn't realize he's an airbender.
Yeah, because he just happened to do it with sound and never tried just the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess unlocking the locks of Vega, because I believed he needs some sort of, I guess, fighting chance, because I don't think he deserved life in Dai Li prison.
He doesn't seem like an explicitly evil dude.
Right, cool. Or take an extra XP.
Or he's really evil and he's just good at hiding it. Like the best sociopaths are.
I feel like I accepted the fact that I have a heritage to look back on and actually decided to start healing people.
Accept it. Take an extra XP.
Accept it like your heritage.
I got my story, sort of. But
you wrote a flying room!
I mean, that's enough for me. Like, the I want my story! Because that whole thing was great. So you can take your XP. So you all got 4 for this session.
Yay. That's a lot.
Still not enough.
What are you trying to get?
I'm trying to rank up either Airbending or Sage. I haven't decided which, but still not enough. And I haven't spent any of it either.
I'm going to rank up cooking twice.
The beginning.
I have 12 XP. Really? I think there's some shit that's 10 XP.
In the middle of battle, I cook.
Yeah, I had 11, so I figured that I would use it to actually learn how to heal. Despite the fact that I don't like to do it.
Okay, I take the resonance cannon trait.
Is that actually a trait on paper, Nick?
Yes.
It is.
Uh-huh. Okay, it is a soundbending talent that Kevin could have taken at any time.
Yep, and I've specifically stayed away from it.
I think it does require... Like, I don't even think he has the Sonic Blast, do you? Like,
no, I don't have Sonic Blast.
I can't remember if it's a prerequisite.
Yeah, because he's not as good of a soundbender.
I've specifically stayed away from that branch.
I guess Resonance Cannon just requires soundbending and a discipline rating of 2 higher.
Oh, okay.
But Sonic Blast also helps. It's another thing you don't have.
Yeah, but once I get to rank 3, I can then get Rogue Airbending and just choke people to death.
I wonder when I can do explosive.
Yeah, it's not violent. They die very peacefully.
Yup. No,
I could become a controlled demolitionist.
You could.
I was
That's
contemplating taking
before.
A...
Yep.
Hey, Nick, I don't know if I ever threw this out there, but... So, as a waterbender, would it also be possible for me to use my martial arts background to learn how to chi block and then utilize my waterbending to hit people's pressure points?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to need a lot of experience to do that, but...
Yeah, you are. That's why I have 60, no hesitation in saying yes.
Yeah, if I can train it up that hard. Hey, I caught Dragonite. Nice.
Like, yeah, dude.
You need gotta be,
at least two ranks in martial arts, bad medicine talent, and precise attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then take chi blocking. Like, it is a hard skill.
Yes, I've been trying really hard to save up to rank up on something, but it's not happening yet.
How much more do you need?
Three more. So next session, I guess.
Yeah, probably. Unless you guys accomplish nothing. Alright, recorder's going off.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.